Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
My friends, we've got mass shootings going on around the country, and the usual refrain is ban our guns. Out of 312 million people, you might have 100 people a year, maybe, in the worst years, die in what they call a mass shooting. That's about five people. And in most cases, it's gang-related. The numbers are less than 20 in crazy man-related stuff. It's gang-related, then it's work-related, then it's crazy people on Prozac. That's the statistics. You can look it up. In fact, I have some of them here in front of me. Kurt Nimmo wrote an article about it a few weeks ago and another one just a few days ago going over the statistics of that. Gunman kills co-worker and bystander at Empire State Building, wounds seven others before cop shoots him. Now, that's in a city where it's illegal to own a gun. Unless you're a gangster and pay hundreds of thousands of dollars to politicians for them to give you a little permit. First they said, oh, everybody can have a gun, just get a permit. And then, oh, we don't give permits out anymore. So it has one of the highest crime rates in the country. Now, who has the highest crime rate in the world, though, is Chicago, where they have just absolute draconian anti-gun laws, gun bans like Washington, D.C., which is after Chicago, the next highest crime rate, then New York, as you know. And it's all places where they have victim disarmament. And court, of course, ruled years ago you can have a gun in D.C., but the city never really changed the laws. They don't care. They're criminals. So they had two shootings in New York. It's a long, hot, dirty summer. You know, a lot of grunge, a lot of people angry, a lot of hot concrete melting through people's shoes and melting into their tempers. And so we also had a shootout over a hot dog stand, over guys fighting over territory, over that. Things are getting rough out there in the deep global recession / depression, and you're going to see people fraying at the edges. In fact, in Chicago, 19 people were shot overnight. That's in the Chicago Tribune. Now, that story is hardly in the news. But you would think the end of the world came because the Empire State's building. Oh, my gosh, somebody went and shot a coworker and then threw a fit and shot some more people, injuring them. Thank God they're not dead. And then the cops kill them and they, you know, use him the number of two dead. Speaking of that, the Norway shooter has been found to be sane, is going to be given, 12 to 20 years. My goodness, that guy should be getting life in prison. But that's how this whole system works, where they let violent offenders out and throw the book at nonviolent offenders. That's the liberal way. It's not liberal. It's designed to destroy society. They know exactly what they're doing. It's designed to rot society. But 19 people shot in overnight shootings across Chicago. And, of course, 13 of them wounded over a 30-minute period alone in gang-related attacks and robberies and things. And the government's answer is, put more people on welfare and disarm the public and never mention that this is gang warfare. And just have the mayor, the gangster, come out over Chicagoland and call for banning my guns in Texas. Bloomberg does this too in New York. He'll guarantee come out with a statement like he always does, suing different states, suing gun manufacturers, blaming me. In Austin, Texas, blaming you and other parts of the country where we don't live in giant crime-infested Warrens. Now, there's a lot of people in New York City, a lot of nice folks in Chicago, but they are mafia-run hell pits where people have five, six, seven locks and they cower with a baseball bat with their family and get raped and robbed. I mean, it's just pathetic. Pathetic. Legalize guns so lawful people, good people can carry guns. And these crime rates will plunge. Instead, you got a bunch of gangbangers and thugs, along with criminal police forces, sucking off everyone, just like the mob bosses like it.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It is already Friday, the 24th day of August, 2012. I am your host, Alex Jones, and we're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. I'm also going to be on Coast to Coast AM tonight for 2 hours with fill-in host, Saturday host, fill-in for the great George Norrie, John B. Wells, covering a whole bunch of breaking news. So just putting a plug out at the start here on that front. So much to get into. I want to tell you about the guests that are coming on, the latest mass shootings, just a lot of really amazing, important news that we're going to get to here in just a moment. But I also just want to add that we are going to be breaking down some solutions as well later here on the broadcast with Dr. Peter Glidden, dealing with the medical mafia and how they can be exposed and derailed. We've got John Whitehead, the lawyer for our listener, the Marine, highly decorated, honorably discharged, Brandon Robb, who was released yesterday from a psychiatric facility for saying that 9/11 was an inside job and the Federal Reserve is private. And the psychiatrist came in and told him that was mental illness and that he was going to, quote, brainwash him and forcibly drug him, trying to make him get mad and throw a fit. That didn't work. They did that right before they knew the hearing was coming up. Just amazing inside info from the lawyer, the founder and head of the Rutherford Institute, who I interviewed on the nightly news last night. He'll have even more breaking news for us. And Mr. Robb will join us first next week, probably Monday, if he's had time to rest after the sleep deprivation and them trying to break him inside the enemy command base. And that's what these are. The Soviets used it. The Nazis used it. The Chi-Coms used it. The North Koreans. The special psychiatric wards and the federal grants they now have to go after veterans specifically. And Paul Watson's got a big article on that front up at Infowars.com. Veteran declared mentally defective has gun seized. A national pattern is developing of veterans being targeted and having their firearms taken. No judge, no jury. If you show any political acumen or make any political statements, they come after you and come after you big time. In fact, Watson is just a very prolific writer and researcher, but and that's a great headline. I know he's listening, so I'll just operate as editor, override editor here on air. Let's put that headline back up for me. Thank you. Veteran declared mentally defective has gun seized. News of similar cases emerges day after release of Brandon Robb. Yeah, I think that's a good headline. But my point is, it's definitely a national trend has emerged. They are targeting veterans for no reason, extrajudicially, for mild statements about, I think things are about to collapse. We better get ourselves in gear and get ready. Hi, we're from the FBI. What does that mean exactly, get ready? I don't know. You're digging in with weapons and 1.4 billion rounds of ammo and armored pillboxes and checkpoints everywhere and admitting you've got re-education camps. You know what we're getting ready for the criminal banks that run this country that you serve. If they told you put your baby in the microwave or a blender, you do it. That's who I'm talking about. I got a First Amendment. Get off my porch. That's what I'm talking about. We're in this shape because we haven't gotten angry and used our First Amendment. A First Amendment's a weapon. You better get that through your head and use it. Don't apologize for it. Get aggressive. Or this, and you FBI agents and all the rest of you following these stupid orders, you better start saying no. I've seen the ATF video that wasn't supposed to be released where the director's going, we're going to grind down on the people. You better watch it. You don't whistleblow outside this agency. Well, all they do is demote you or fire you if you whistleblow with that group of criminals. This is a narcotics trafficking, murdering mafia. They've been caught doing it. It's in federal court. The ATF is a criminal enterprise going back over 150 years before they were called the ATF. You know about the whiskey rebellions? You know about whiskey taxes? Folks would make their own moonshine and sell it, and the feds would want taxes off of it. That's what the ATF is. The ATF was murdering bounty hunters. that would go around robbing families, not just people running stills, but they would go in and just take whatever they wanted at your farm. The ATF is a criminal organization, period. Period. Of course they were involved in Waco, Ruby Ridge. Of course they were running Oklahoma City. Of course they ran Fast and Furious. Of course they've been caught shipping in thousands of tons of drugs. On record, it comes out in the El Paso Times, Chicago Tribune. None of them get in trouble. You think it's fun to get up here and expose known murdering gang? A pack of criminals? It's got to be done, though, okay? Point is, we have John Whitehead joining us with new information coming up at the bottom of the hour. Richard Belzer, who got cut short with the Dave Mustaine exclusive last week where he wanted to get his statement out on air, he's going to be joining us. He got censored a few days ago on CNN. We're going to get into that with the Law & Order TV star, movie star. I mean, I can't even go over that. Last week also popped in was Christopher Walken. With him. So who knows what surprises there'll be today. And then Dr. Peter Glidden. But it just exhausts me to see all of this going on. Dr. Peter Glidden has been so requested, so we're going to go more into the history. Boy, he knows his stuff of medical tyranny and how this is all planned. That's going to be riveting information. The truth will set us free. That is coming up. And we are also going to get into the economic news some. In fact, we're going to do that here in just a moment. Do that right now. Odds of global recession are 100%, says Mark Faber, who's a guest here on this broadcast. Very well-respected economist, researcher. And the word is there's no way to reverse this now. The globalists engineered it, but there's no way to reverse now what they've put in motion once it goes past a certain point. And that's why they're arming up to the teeth against us. But if we try to dig in and get ready, well, we're bad. We're supposed to just live in New York or Chicago and have gangs feeding on us and thug police feeding on us and have that as the new model of America. You notice who runs America? The mafia out of Chicago and the mafia out of New York and the mafia out of D.C. and the model of hell that they've created is what they're exporting into every town and city. They come and train our police and we now operate like they do. What a joke. And again, I'm not against folks in Chicago or people in New York. They're really nice people. But they have just been in a culture of corruption so long. I've actually studied the anthropology, the sociology of Chicago and New York. You know why those cities are so corrupt, right? Because they were giant second wave, well, New York first wave, but also second and third wave immigration sites. And you had millions of people that couldn't speak English who could be abused by old world crime syndicates. They were not the original Puritans that founded this country, who weren't perfect either, but would die trying or succeeding. I mean, they would either stand up against you if you tried to enslave them or die fighting against it. And had some of their own forms of tyranny. But the point is, those people wouldn't put up with anything. And that's what caused 1776 and the rest of it. But you got these second and third and fourth wave immigrants coming in with the organized crime behind them, feeding on them and just taking over. So this un-American system has grown up out of these cities. And these were great immigrants from Ireland and Germany and Italy and Romania and all these places. It's just that they came here, Greek, you name it, but with the crime behind them. And this is the system they run of patronage and mafia and control. And I don't like it. And it doesn't fly down here in Texas. I'll tell you that right now. One of the last vestiges of what was this country was founded on. And we need to export our ideas against the tyrants, against the thugs and the criminals. And just say, hey, we'll take good old-fashioned private property, liberty, the family, freedom. Men are men. Women are women. And we're not going to be bossed around by your political correctness. We're not going to be told what we better do. And you know what? You want to fight? You got one. How's that sound? You want to fight? You got one. Okay? We're not here to be run over, and we're not backing down. And whatever happens, happens. We're all in. How do you like that, scum? And we're going to call you out 100%. We're done. We're done, dirtbag criminals. We're done. We're not intimidated. We're not scared. And you know it. You know it. So you go ahead and start your fight so we have the moral authority. And when you bomb stuff and try to blame it on us, we're going to expose it to you. We're going to get you, and you know it. You're all going to jail like Bernie Madoff and Ken Lay. You bit off more than you can chew, and you can feel it all collapsing underneath you, can't you? Go ahead and buy another 1.4 billion bullets. Go ahead, blow up another federal building and blame it on us. It isn't going to fly. Go ahead and shut the internet off. Go ahead, pull it all. Bust a cap in the Patriot leadership. Well, that'll make us 1,000 times stronger. You are going down. I know it. And you just better hope all the churches, your only hope, is the devil's right hand, these 501c3 churches and synagogues of Satan. Your only hope is those 501c3s telling everybody submit to tyranny, submit to evil, and do whatever you're told. The only hope you've got is the devil's right hand. And the devil's right hand isn't a gun. The devil's right hand isn't a sword. The devil's right hand are these churches. I mean, I'll tell you, folks, I've been to a bunch of them. They're all 100% Ford Foundation, world government, do whatever you're told. You know, get ready for bad things and you do what you're told. That's what the Jesus did. No, that's not what the prophets and Christ and all of them did. They said no to the evil. They now preach in every major church that the Christians were wrong to be thrown to the lions and should have bowed down to the other gods. I mean, folks, these churches are literal. You want to go to a satanic church? Go to a major mainline Christian church. You're in a church of Satan.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down.
We are back live, introduced there by Johnny Cash. Thank you, Johnny.
Well, my goodness gracious, let me tell you.
Coming up, we got the head of the Rutherford Institute with the latest on what's sweeping the country. The FBI and police showing up, arresting veterans, not even arresting them, saying come outside, grabbing them with an involuntary commitment, or not even getting the commitment, just tricking them to go to a psychiatric facility where then a high priest of evil, one of these government psychiatrists, says, you are mentally ill. And it's unbelievable what he was saying to Mr. Rob, we've now discovered. They were saying, so you think the Federal Reserve's private mental illness? So you don't like the New World Order? That doesn't exist. And the head psychiatrist told him, we're going to brainwash you and force medicate you. You belong to us. And the head of the Rutherford Institute agreed with me, his constitutional lawyer, eminent, said that, yeah, that was to terrorize him and make him freak out. That's what they do. They get you and go, you're in our dungeon now. Knowing that an average man's like, you piece of trash, I haven't done anything wrong. Oh, you're mentally ill. I've got you now. I like lobotomizing soldiers. That's my favorite. So, I get, this is my kingdom here in the mental institution. Let me tell you. The number one profession for the most committed nuts, real nuts, is psychiatrist. Most of them get into it because they're crazier than a you-know-what house rat, to use an old saying. Just amazing. And I mean, psychiatrists will tell you that most of them are complete lunatics on power trips. Dr. Steve Pachenik, Harvard-educated psychiatrist, will tell you that. They are nuttier than Toucan Sam from Fruit Loops. And he's pretty darn nutty, isn't he? And this is the new system. They've got all in their DSRM psychological evaluation book now over 200 different disorders where you don't like authority or you don't like people spying on you or you don't like people running your life. Oh, Alex Jones is paranoid. He thinks that the government's spying on him. Headline, NSA spying on everyone. CIA director, we're watching everything you're doing through your appliances. Major public schools from California to Pennsylvania are watching children over laptops at home. In the showers as well. The cameras are being installed. Oh, but everything's fine. You know, Harvard study, Chinese government study, fluoride, massive bone cancer, stomach cancer, pancreatic cancer, brain cancer, massive loss of IQ, brain damage, all sorts of mental problems, narcolepsy. But crazy people. I watch cartoons for kids. People send me the clips, or I see it in movies where they go, yeah, he's a child murderer. He also believes the government's putting fluoride in the water to hurt him. I mean, these cop shows on TV. Yeah, we dug up 5 bodies. He's a killer. Horrible scum, torturing children. He also believed the government was evil. Oh, really? I mean, just pure programming that if you're awake, you're evil. And people sit there and watch the television set, and they think if you're awake and animated and smart and have the fires of liberty in your mind, you're strange. You're supposed to be some drooling zombie shuffling around watching sports all day, or if you're a woman, primping all day, obsessing over what you look like. Instead of absolute life going on all around us, incredible hundreds of billions of galaxies, star systems, incredible beauty everywhere, creativity, the dynamic human spirit, and these globalists sit here telling us we're trash and we're garbage and we're failures and we're ugly so that we will give up our birthright of liberty and freedom and creatures made in the image of the Creator. Ourselves, little creators, what we envision we can later build. We are incredible. And it's only when you recognize we're amazing that you can reach for the stars and get out of the muck. Because for as good as we are just as wicked and horrible. Absolutely just as dark as the blackest pits of hell. Now, they tell you you're trash, so go ahead, everybody's go ahead and get into evil. There's no such thing as good. There's no such thing. And if you criticize it, there's no good or evil. If you criticize the government torturing children in Abu Ghraib, you're anti-American. Think about that statement. Oh, it's tough to torture people. Yeah, they're torturing them for that trial for 9/11. Good, I think they ought to. Oh, really? You want the precedent set for U.S. citizens to be tortured? So they can then give a fake confession? You really think that's a good idea? We'll be right back. Stay with us.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Okay, a couple program notes, and then I'll hit several news stories that are coming up, and then we are going to our guest, the lawyer, the founder of the Rutherford Institute, who helped carry out a little bit of justice and get a honorably discharged, no criminal record, no mental history, Marine out of the mental institution because he said the Federal Reserve was private. Oh, that turns out that's, we're now learning that was the big no-no. Oh, no, you, that's not private. The police are coming. So we're going to be getting into some of that. Kurt Nemo has an article breaking that down. Brandon Robb persecuted for telling the truth about the Federal Reserve. So there you have it. And he said 9/11 was an inside job, an even bigger crime. I mean, I've seen national polls where 68% question the official story. I went swimming yesterday at a local community pool with my children, and I had probably three people come over and go, I want to talk about Building 7 with you that mysteriously fell that day on 9/11. I mean, now they're really freaking out because all these other false flags and Fast and Furious has come out. So people are really starting to get it. But we're going to get to that in a moment. I'm ranting. A few program notes. We sold out. We sold 86,000 copies. Well, 50,000 went on the street, and then another 30-something thousand of the 40,000 we printed to sell to listeners at cost in bulk. Those sold out in 2 days. We've held back 4,000. Because in a month or so, we're going to start subscriptions. So you can have that first issue and then 12 issues forward of the new InfoWars magazine. But there's still a way to get it. Every day, we're just going to keep sending it out in the news alert blast that goes out in the afternoon with articles and breaking news. Sign up at InfoWars.com/newsletter. InfoWars.com/newsletter. And if you go to Infowars.com/newsletter, just put in your email. We will send you a digital copy in several different programs where it's just like paper. You can flip it. You can click on the links. So it's kind of, you know, beyond print 2.0. We put 50,000 on the streets of Austin. They've almost all been picked up everywhere. There's been like a run on them. So obviously, we're going to have to increase the price of the introductory advertising. I knew that because I'm going to have to print more. And I have to make the money to be able to print enough. I mean, we might put out 200,000 next month. I mean, I don't know. And we're going to have franchisees. We're going to get other versions printed all over the country. Very exciting that's happening. But if you didn't get an inaugural issue, we think 4,000, we probably won't get more than 4,000 people, you know, that sign up right away for subscription. So we got 4,000 of them back. And again, I would have printed hundreds of thousands more, but I don't have the shipping crew to do it. So we're going to have to make some changes if this keeps growing that fast. Okay, enough from me on that subject. Coming up, we'll get into some of the shootings around the country that are in victim disarmament zones, total gun bans in New York, couple shootings over hot dog stands and people fighting as the depression gets worse. Now they're hyping that. But not 19 killed overnight in Chicago and gang-related stuff. That's kept real quiet. But they want to hype up the other thing so Bloomberg can sue people for their guns. Now, we're going to the founder back in the 80s of one of the preeminent civil rights groups out there that across the board, he writes for LouRockwell.com as well, whether you're conservative, liberal, libertarian, constitutionalist, socialist, devil worshiper, I guess everything, he will support your rights, and his group of lawyers will. John Whitehead joined us last night with some chilling info. I want him to recap. He went in before the judge, pointed out that Mr. Rob was completely cogent and didn't do anything wrong. This is a dangerous precedent. We've now learned it's a national thing that's happening all over. Talk show hosts we've had on are being grabbed and taken and having their guns taken for saying, man, the economy's collapsing, I'm buying more guns. I mean, this is how the Soviet Union did it. It's very chilling. Brandon Rob persecuted again, and the head of the Rutherford Institute went in there yesterday, got him out. The judge, repudiated what they'd done. But there's not that many good judges like this. So to give us the latest update, but also recap what's happened, the chilling behavior of the psychiatrist, the family planning to sue, which is important so that tyrants don't set precedents to get away with this, joins us now. John Whitehead, good to have you on with us.
Hey, thank you, sir.
Okay, recap the case for new listeners that may have missed it, and then what happened with the judge, and then the latest info you've gotten.
By the way, you were talking about psychiatrists. I have a psychologist friend who came in my office the other day. You know, he was visiting me, and he says, you know something, Whitehead? You have a psychological disorder. I said, well, I've heard that before. I said, which one is this? He said, ODD. And I said, what is ODD? He said, oppositional defiant disorder. That's actually a disorder in the psychiatric dictionary. So it's considered, if you defy authority, that's automatically considered a psychological disorder. So you're correct.
Wow.
But anyway, Brandon Robb, he's actually arrived at home. He was released yesterday. As people know the story, last Thursday, the police arrived at his home, said he committed no crime, but he had done some Facebook posts. They arrested him in his shorts, shoved him in the police car, took him to the police station, turned him over to a mental institution, and he was there approximately a week, and we got a judge yesterday to say there was no factual basis to keep him in the institution. He was to be released immediately. And I just had a reporter call me from that county. He says, John, we just discovered there was 20 other people in this county alone that were arrested like that just this month. So, and this is happening all over the country. In Virginia alone, over 20,000 people are civilly committed each year in Virginia alone like this. So the thing was, and I say it here, and it's important for people who really love their country and want freedom, what his mom did was great. She got out on Facebook and the internet and started screaming about this. We were alerted and we got involved. But without that, folks, I think there are a lot of people in America disappearing. But what I'm hearing from the veterans groups is there are a lot of veterans.
Oh, absolutely. Let me stop you because we can open the phones up now and load them with veterans that have been grabbed for no reason. I mean, if they say, I hate Obama, he's a piece of garbage, or I hate this, they show up, the Secret Service have them fired, and then they're grabbed and taken away. Some of them never come back. Others, they take their guns. This is a new creeping authoritarian disappearance thing that is happening, and you just blew me away. This is amazing. You got called by a reporter. Please give us details, because we're going to write a story about this. And I know you've also been writing articles and press releases there on your site. We're going to give that out in a moment. But this is going to be big national news, I would imagine. Now the Drudge Report will probably want to look at this. I mean, this is a big deal. You're saying in one county.
In Virginia, the county where he was arrested and taken away, the reporter said, we were surprised. We checked into it. 20 people just this month have been taken away like that in Chesterfield County, Virginia. That's what the reporter told me. He said, this is pretty freaky stuff. And I said, that's right. And so, but other states across the country have these statutes. It allows the police to come to your home if you've committed no crime to arrest you and put you in a mental institution. The thing is, though, like I said, his mom got out there and alerted people. Most people disappear. I mean, once they put you on medications, you're there forever. And I suspect, and we're researching this now, that the mental institutions, especially groups like the VA, probably get some kind of funding for the people that are placed in there. Otherwise, there's really it makes no sense.
Can you tell us the reporter that called you? I mean, was this off record? Because
No, off record. He just said, it shocks me. He was interviewing me. He just stopped in the middle of the sentence. He said, you're right about the civil commitment procedure. It's a little strange. Well, you know, and you said it, the old Soviet Union. In America, if the police are going to arrest you, you should have at least be suspected of committing a crime. All Brandon Robb did is quote lyrics from a group called Swollen Members. By the way, I didn't think they were very great lyrics, but that's all he did. He was exercising his free speech in a private grouping on Facebook. Somehow the government got in there and conducted surveillance, got the quotes, and use those against him. He didn't target anybody, and he doesn't even own a weapon. So this guy is not dangerous, but anybody in authority, when we moved into a police state and a surveillance state, anybody that speaks out can be targeted. And I'm so visible. The more visible you are, like you, Alex, the less chance of someone like you being taken away. But if you're Brandon Robb, a 26-year-old kid in Chesterfield County, Virginia, yeah, you can disappear.
Well, let's be clear. Historically, the answer is for everybody to speak out now, because if they're able to buffalo us and get this through, they're going to continue it. Undoubtedly, there's now a national program nationwide sweeping veterans up, in many cases, for literally nothing. I mean, they're bold enough now to go after talk show hosts that have pretty good followings. So if they can, you know, go after these smaller fish, they can go after us tomorrow. We've got to hang together or hang separate. As our forebears said, we're now to that point with the 20th century, 21st century favorite model of using the psychiatric system to go after people. And then you were telling me on air, but also some off air, some of the things the psychiatrist were saying to him, obviously trying to antagonize him. Can you go over what they were saying to Mr. Robb?
Well, Brandon called me yesterday. This is before we got the court order. And he called me, and he wasn't in a panic, but he said, I'm really a little freaked. And I said, why? What's going on? And he said, well, a psychiatrist just came in. He gave me the name of the psychiatrist. We're checking him out. But he said the psychiatrist pulled up a chair and closed the door and sat in front of him and said, I'm going to brainwash you. And he went, what? He said, and if you don't listen to me, I'm going to force medication. So Brandon had the ability to call out with a social worker sitting beside me. He said, what should I do? Well, in Virginia, you have to have a court order to force medication. I said, tell the man that he's violating the law. So thank God, about an hour later, we got the court order and got him out of there. But that actually occurred. I mean, Brandon Robb is as lucid as anybody I've ever known. He's a bright kid. And again, as you know, he's a decorated Marine. This is chilling stuff. It's crazy.
Amazing. Now continuing to go over all of this information with the founder of the Rutherford Institute, John Whitehead, with us right now. I want to go back to the reporter. Please tell us his name, because we'd like to call him and get him on as a guest.
I email that to you. I don't have his name. I mean, I don't remember his name.
No, I know you've been on a whole bunch. How many shows you been on the last 24 hours?
The last week, I've been on so many shows that I sleep well at night. Let's put it that way. But what we've moved into is a psychotherapeutic state. That's exactly where we're headed. It's very similar to the old Soviet Union, but then they use Gestapo tactics like they did in Nazi Germany. They just show up at your door right now. And what people have to understand is you got to know your rights. But here's the other thing I'm encouraging people to do. Call your congressman. There should be an investigation into this. There should be a committee hearings on what's happening in this country. They should. We need access to FBI records, how they're categorizing people. You're familiar with national security letters, right?
Yes.
They're issuing so many of those. Well, I won't go on the cusp of it. Darn things that they're everywhere. What they do is they just show up with a letter saying we need this. We want this information. Well, the cell phone companies, Google, they're handing over all this information to the police. In fact, they're actually making money off of it. Some cell phone companies have sections where they sell to police photos and information on you.
Let's be clear. Without warrants now, they have these national security stamps they claim were just for Al-Qaeda. Just 6 years ago, Bush was lying and saying, I promise we don't spy on any Americans. Then it came out, of course, they were. Now it's just, yeah, we're doing everything we want. And now, because you quoted some lyrics, we're going to disappear you. It's absolutely amazing.
Yeah, no warrants. This is the FBI, and the FBI shows up. And as we know, I've written about the FBI. They're new. They have a new manual which allows them basically to go. They're going into peace activists' homes, and they're going and rummaging around in their attics trying to find anything to use against them. And here's the question I get all the time. Well, John, if I've done nothing wrong, why should I be concerned? Well, you should be concerned if you believe in the Constitution because it's against the law. The second thing is, you need to teach your children now. If your children do something silly on Facebook and they want to be a federal judge someday, that's all going in a file. The National Security Agency keeps all that. 1.6 million bits of information are downloaded by the National Security Agency every day from the internet.
And let's be clear, you're talking about sneak and peek, where even if you catch them in your house planting stuff, government breaking in your house, you're not allowed to even tell anybody they were there. I mean, that is Kafka-esque.
Oh yeah, and there's a gag order on the national security letters. You cannot that they're told they cannot reveal that the FBI has been there looking through your records. So we've moved into an Orwellian state. Even if the word Orwellian, it's beyond that. It's Minority Report. It's everything Philip K. Dick and the great sci-fi writers wrote about. It's fact has become fiction. We're there. So what can we do? I mean, people better try. I stopped watching television 2 years ago. There's no news on TV. You can get news from your shows and what I call the underground press and the underground talk shows. That's where you can get the news. You go on websites and read. Get informed. Don't worry what Brad Pitt did last week. Worry about what the FBI did last week or your local police. Because the local police now are hooked into all the national intelligence agencies. And when they get their drones in a couple years, they're going to be flying over your home, folks.
Well, I've already seen a drone here in Austin and ran into the operator. Joseph Farah of WorldNet Daily out in his rural area in Virginia got buzzed by a police drone over his house. This is happening everywhere, but this is so draconian that quietly they're changing state laws or quietly they're twisting existing laws. And in one county, you have a reporter locally call you and go, yeah, the last month, 20 people, mainly veterans, were grabbed just like this. And they are literally in there processing them in, removing their rights extrajudicially, and kicking them back out if they're lucky. And we know what the psychiatric system does with foster children. On average, they're on 7 drugs. They put 69% of them nationally within 2 months on a psychotropic drug. They are just turning them into special needs children so the state can suck more federal money. I mean, this is basically a concentration camp type operation running right under our noses.
Yeah, the word I use for it, and I've written on it, is called the electronic concentration camp. We are there. And it used to, you could live in caves and get away, but caves are rather sparse these days. You can't flee from it, but you can resist it, and that's the key. Congress needs to have a national investigation here. We need to embarrass those guys who say they represent us in the United States Congress, which most of them don't, in my opinion, and force them to look into this matter. I mean, we're supposed to be under the rule of law, but we're not under the rule of law. The law is the Constitution. The Constitution says in our Fourth Amendment, before the police conduct surveillance on you, they have to have credible evidence you're doing something illegal. Well, they arrive and arrest Brandon Robb, because he did some Facebook posts. So we moved into a new phase. We're not under the rule of law, but The only hope is, in my opinion, if we're going to have any system in our rights, is to force Congress to do an investigation. And that's going to take a lot of, it's going to take some picketing. It's veteran groups, by the way, have called me. They're going to do some national picketing on this issue. That's a good thing to do. Martin Luther King is a great example. He forced someone to write a law to protect black people. We need to force them to write a law to protect average Americans now.
That's right. And expanding on this, we're going to come back in a final segment. I want to find out how Mr. Rob is doing. I also discovered he was a daily listener before this happened. They're persecuting so many of our listeners. The answer is don't let them intimidate you. Everyone needs to step forward to say, I'm Brandon Rob. I'm Spartacus. If you don't know about that, you know, famous film based on a true story, composite of it, the slave revolt in southern Rome of gladiators. They're looking for Spartacus to kill him, and he's really already dead. But the point is, everybody starts stepping forward saying, I'm Spartacus. No, I'm Spartacus. We're all Brandon Rob. Okay, we're talking to John Whitehead, the founder of the Rutherford Institute. And I want to get him on for a full hour once this big media blitz has subsided, to go into just the overall attacks across the board on our freedoms, because I'm always amazed reading his writings and having him on as a guest yesterday, just how informed he is, because I'm immersed in this stuff and he's right there, you know, with me or even beyond in researching this. It's so giant. I mean, here's an example. 10 years ago, it was in the USA Today, that when you call and order a pizza with major chains, they run you through a background to see if there's warrants and get paid upwards of 25% for your arrest, conviction, all the rest of it. I mean, that's why a lady goes into Victoria's Secret and they swipe her credit card and it runs through that she's got a warrant for driving infractions, and they arrest her and taser her daughter at the mall. No one's telling you that you're in a total surveillance state. It's incredible. And John W. Whitehead is helping expose it, Rutherford.org. In fact, I want to tell my crew, I want to start taking their press releases and posting them at Infowars.com, because I was reading some of these last night. Every one of these is just a really good, deep, informative, but easy to read article. So we're very excited about him fighting for our liberty and our listeners helping burrow out exactly what's happening, exactly what's going on, because this is a big secret war against veterans now coming out in the open. I have a national media actually listening right now, a publication. Can you recap again just basically what the local reporter told you? Because I have a national newspaper listening right now.
Yeah, a local reporter in Chesterfield County told me that just this month, 20 people have been picked up, similar to Brandon Rob. They were not all veterans, just picked up and taken away like he was.
But you were saying some of them were veterans, though. I mean, specifically, you said it was a...
I don't know. It was a short interview. He just alerted me to that fact, but...
Oh, but separately, you're getting the calls from all over that it's happening to veterans. Because I know you said something.
Yeah. The veteran Oath Keepers, a number of groups have called me and said, and VFW veterans saying that, yeah, we're getting veterans calling us here in the office for legal help just today.
Wow.
So, something about veterans. But, you know, the Department of Homeland Security released those extremist memos. Veterans were listed as extremists by the Department of Homeland Security. I mean, we all know that, have studied the subject.
That's right. Just because they're a veteran, they're bad. Just period. It's like, they're the number one threat, the DHS memos that we broke, because police gave them. Yeah.
People that oppose abortion were listed in that. So, I mean, anybody that opposes governmental, I mean, it's the same thing I opened the show with. Oh, oppositional defiant disorder. Anybody that defies authority is considered psychotic. Essentially,
anybody who's a man and can't be run over, they're scared. The criminals that have hijacked this country are scared to death of the veterans, period. They want to use the troops against us with the end of posse comitatus, but it's a double-edged sword. They know it cuts both ways. They saw what happened to Hitler and Ceausescu.
Well, Thomas Jefferson and Thomas Paine would have been put away in civil commitment by the British. That's my opinion.
Amazing. In the minute and a half we have left, we'll obviously get updates this Sunday or sometime next week from you, sir. But any other tidbits that are important?
Well, Brandon has arrived at home. He's been through quite an ordeal. We are looking into what he wants to do next. I'm advising a civil lawsuit against the government for damages. We need to hold them accountable somehow. But, you know, again, it's very difficult going through the federal court system because they give almost every police officer what's called qualified immunity. In other words, even though they may violate your rights, there's nothing you can do about it virtually. The Supreme Court has upheld that on numerous occasions. As I say, in America, generally, the courts are courts of order, not courts of justice. Occasionally, you'll find a good judge like we did in the Brandon Robb case who has intestinal fortitude to rule the other way, but it's not easy. I think our biggest hope is getting Congress to investigate these simple commitments.
I tell you what, you may have to do another interview, but if not, I want to hold you five more minutes ahead of Richard Belzer to like have you finish up that point about solutions, how we stop this. We'll see if he can come back.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, Homeland Security has openly said that veterans are the number one enemy above Al-Qaeda, but the Pentagon publicly runs in Libya and Syria. And, of course, state police and a federal marshal sent me two different documents, what was it, 4 years ago now, that broke that nationally. We have the head and founder of the Rutherford Institute, Rutherford.org, constitutional lawyer John W. Whitehead. Got about 3-4 minutes left with him ahead of TV star, movie star Richard Belzer, joining us with his new political book dealing with government cover-ups. In fact, where's my copy? Uh-oh, I took my copy home. I need one out of the warehouse. Yeah, because I actually went and read the whole thing like I said I was going to do. We sold out of them? Oh, no, but more is coming. Okay. Well, it's okay. The point is, he's coming on with us to talk about his new book. Just in like 3 minutes finishing up here, John, you were getting into solutions and ways to fight back. For those who just joined us, they're now all over the country grabbing veterans. The police and FBI are, for no reason, talk show host as well, and dragging them off to mental institutions if they criticize government basically in any way. This is Soviet Union. I mean, they should all be arrested. It's just we've gotten so accustomed to this. How do we fight back?
Well, like I said, people, you need to call your congressman. We need a national investigation. They need to form a subcommittee. We need a law protecting us against what's called civil commitment. This is what happened to Brandon Robb. There's no way. The police need to do their job. They shouldn't be showing up at your house without an arrest warrant, without a search warrant, and telling you you've committed no crime and taking you away. So we need that. I think Americans need to get down to even their local city councils, their state governments, and picket. And we need a national movement. I mean, Martin Luther King changed the face of the country because he got African-Americans out in the streets. They got defiant. And what he said was, and this is key, you have to make the government use energy. So he said, lay down, sit down, get your picket signs. Turn off the television set, folks. Get up off your butt and do something. I mean, most people I know are worried about Brad Pitt's latest marriage or whatever. I don't even listen to any of that crap anymore. And that's what they want. They want you to be distracted. So we're moving into an Orwellian state. The only way you can fight it, in my opinion, is you're going to have to get active politically. And I'm not talking about voting for Obama or Romney. To me, the corporate state is here. You were talking about going into a pizza place and they're giving information to the government. We live in a corporate surveillance state. The corporations are working with the government. It's a very dangerous scenario. So the only thing you can do is you've got to force your representatives to do an investigation in this matter. We need to know what the FBI is doing. They won't tell us. So it's a secret government. You obviously live in a secret government when you can't find out what they're doing, and they show up at your door at midnight and take you away to a mental institution.
Well, I like the fact that you made the point that there's nowhere to run. We've got to fight. We're cornered. It's just like the Marines when they were surrounded in North Korea 10-1, and the general said, good, we're surrounded, and now we can attack in any direction. And that is actually when you're down, when you're surrounded, is when you're at your strongest, because now there's no playing games. And our enemy has no moral high ground and is doing everything illegal. We've got to stand up and not let them chill us. I mean, no doubt they're doing this now because they know this country's on the verge of bringing them to justice, and they want a chilling effect.
Listen, a couple of years, you're going to see drones over your towns and cities, over your streets. They're going to be equipped with scanning devices to look through the walls of your home. You're having sex, using the bathroom, whatever you're doing. There's going to be absolutely no privacy. unless we slow it down. Privacy is dead. The Fourth Amendment is dead.
That's right. And we only get it back by admitting it's dead. America is dead. Freedom is dead. These people stole it, but liberty isn't like a person. It can be resurrected like the phoenix. We must breathe life into it with our energy. Mr. Whitehead, thank you for the time.
Thank you, sir.
All right, amazing. We'll talk to him more maybe Sunday if there's developments, or Monday. But there, folks, Paul Watson's on this right now at InfoWars.com. There is a sweep nationwide grabbing veterans who criticize government. 9/11 truthers, you name it, and they're being thrown in mental institutions. I mean, honorably discharged with jobs, no criminal record, no psychiatric history. The government is pure evil. We'll be right back.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, he joined us last week along with Christopher Walken. We had to cut the interview a bit short because we're at the end of the show and I had to air an exclusive Dave Mustaine interview. Talk about an amazing, beautiful celebrity train wreck covering real issues. I loved it. Dave Mustaine talking about staged government shootings. Richard Belzer, author, researcher, TV star, movie star, talking about his new book, Dead Wrong, that's selling out in bookstores around the country. Forward by Jesse Ventura, talking about straight facts on the country's most controversial cover-ups. We had a whole bunch of these and sold out of them. We have a truckload of them coming to us right now, so it's still in the shopping cart, but Dead Wrong did sell out. I did read the whole book. I'd only read part of it by the time Richard got on. Amazing. It just covers scores of admitted cover-ups with documents and photos and murders of people and how they frame patsies. This is exciting. And he got censored when he was basically kicked off, I guess, whenever he was on, you know, the guy with the phone hacking scandal from England that's on CNN that nobody watches. The point is, he was on Piers Morgan's show. And he's on with us now. We're trying to get his video Skype turned on. If he can't do it, it's not a big deal. We'll go with his image. And, of course, I don't know if Christopher Walken's going to show up and sit in his lap again. You know, they're comedians, and a lot of the 14-year-olds on YouTube had a lot of fun with that. That's a very, very interesting. But we're gonna talk about a lot of serious issues with Richard Belzer here today. By the way, you know that in the gun-free victim disarmament zone of New York, somebody in a employment dispute shot someone, and now Bloomberg's having to admit it looks like the cop shot the other seven people, including the shooter, in their adrenaline-fueled rush. They'll probably charge the people for assaulting them. You know, when the cops beat you with a baton now in many cities, if you raise your hand to block it or even curl up in a ball, that's resisting. And I think all seven people the cops shot, I think all of them should be charged with assaulting the police officer's bullet. Because you know now, I'm not joking, when a police dog attacks you and bites you, if you kick it back or anything, that's assault on an officer. Even though the statutes don't say it, the juries don't know. They're going to send you to prison. You think I'm joking? Look it up. So I think they should charge, kind of like when Cheney shot that Austin lawyer and with a shotgun here in Texas, and the man apologized to Cheney, even though he was behind Cheney and Cheney was in the wrong. I think in the spirit of North Korea and worshiping big government, I think that they should all apologize. They should all apologize immediately to the police for being shot, and they should all be arrested. And they should be guillotined by the government without a trial. I mean, we're getting rid of trials anyways. They should be sent to mental institutions on the moon. Of course, I'm being a little sarcastic here with some satire, but this is very, 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 very serious and dark straits that we're in. 19 people shot in the victim disarmament zone of Chicago last night as well. So we've got big reports on all of those fronts coming up here in just a moment. And guys, I'm going to make an executive call here. Let's just put Richard Belzer up with audio here. We're gonna sing the night away here and just kind of run into that wall. All righty, ladies and gentlemen. Again, Alex Jones here on the syndicated worldwide transmission. And we are joined by, again, after last week's incredible visit, Richard Belzer with David Wayne, afterward by Jesse Ventura, Dead Wrong, Straight Facts on the country's most controversial cover-ups. And I just want to thank you for the great interview last week. I didn't even introduce you properly, but everybody knows who you are, TV show host and, I mean, you know, star of television, film, you name it, now an author. But to have Christopher Walken pop in, that was amazing.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, it was funny because you were trying to ask him about his worldview. And he's one of the few, he's the only person I know on the planet who's off, really off the grid. You know, people say they're off the grid. He's not on a Google map. I hope that doesn't make them look for him. But no, he's maybe the coolest guy I know. And I know a lot of cool people, including you. Alex, by the way, thank you. After I did your show last week, my book just took off. And I'm so grateful because I feel a civic responsibility on this book, not just, you know, that it's a book. But
I would imagine the fact that you did a bunch of other interviews in CNN helped it as well. But we do have an audience that's hungry for this type of info. And they did snap up all our copies in a matter of hours.
Wow, that's great. Thank you, Alex. We got to continue this fight. You know, talking about what happened in New York, I love your analogy of these people should be mentally evaluated for getting in the way of the bullets.
Yes.
Our government is capable of cooking up something like that. I don't know if you've ever read this book. It's called Propaganda by Edward Bernays.
Yes, I did read that. I made a film about it.
Oh, great. I'll have to find that. Because exactly what you're talking about is the government's utter contempt for the people. And they're so out in the open now about what their intentions are that it's really stunning. Because in the past, all this was done behind closed doors and literally in darkened rooms with five guys and cigars. That was a cliche for a reason. But now they're just like in our face. It's pretty chilling. It's like they're just taking the gloves off and almost daring us to be real Americans.
Yes, I mean, now the choice is very, very clear. Yeah, we're spying on you without warrants. Yeah, we torture people's kids in front of them. Yeah, we tortured people that are patsies that we're having a military trial for. And even if the trial doesn't find them guilty, the president can keep them in jail. I mean, it's just kangaroo world, kangaroo court in our face. Why do you think the ruling class is acting like this? I mean, will they start, you know, fiddling while Rome burns? What's coming next?
Well, that's a good question. I think that we all make a mistake, myself included, in thinking that there's a big grand plan. I think they've already won, Alex. I mean, they've for 100 years they lied us into World War I. They've lied us into every war. World War II, everyone I think can agree that was necessary. I mean, it's almost a cliche to say that was, there's no such thing as a good war, but that was a necessary reaction to us being attacked and the Nazis, and that we can all understand. But every other war, we were lied to. And I think the American people are finally, thanks to people like you, are finally saying, you know what, this has got to stop. And I think the so-called elites are really circling the wagons. They've tipped their hand. Brzezinski did this speech a while ago saying, oh, you know, the jig is up. They know what's going on. And, you know, the Pentagon Papers were a good start, but the guys who revealed the Pentagon Papers were also part of the war machine. We forget that, you know, who finally got a conscience. And I think today, a lot of people in the military and in the government want to go to their graves with a clear conscience. And I can't name names, Alex, but a friend of mine has been watching recently talking to some old school lobbyists who really want to, you know, as I say, go to the grave with a clear conscience because they've been representing some pretty dark forces.
I had dinner with a rocket scientist, a pretty famous one. I didn't realize who it was at the time. And he was a former head of a big technology company. I'll just leave it at that. And I mean, all these guys are really waking up now, and I think you've hit the nail on the head. They're worried about whistleblowers. That's why they're throwing the book. You know, previously, the laws were clear. If there's a crime, if the higher-ups aren't doing something about it, you've got a right to go public. But when they're putting Bradley Manning in there, she was saying he leaked all this when obviously he didn't leak it all. We're talking about torture of children here. You have a responsibility to release that. That's not national security. Now Assange, the Brits are threatening to raid the embassy he's in, violating all. I mean, they are scared of their own people. not going along with this. That's why they're so scared of the veterans right now.
Well, yeah, the demonization of the veterans is that I'm working with the VA now with a couple of organizations, actually Law and Order, my show. We're going to do an episode about PTSD and what a mountain of paperwork these kids have to go through when they come back after they're wounded, how we forget about them and how we demonize them. And, you know, the Sikh shooting was a good example of saying, oh, he's a vet and maybe has PTSD. Well, Alex, PTSD is not a violent disease. I am sick of demonizing all vets when one or two out of a population, like you said before, what are there, 330 million Americans? You know, one guy shoots someone.
There's more than 30 million vets right now.
Yeah, and, you know, one commits suicide every day.
So if a cop ever shoots some people, which cops have done, do we just say all cops have their guns taken? Or if a fireman does it? Or if an auto mechanic does it? Or a school teacher? You know, if one school teacher molests kids, do all school teachers go to jail?
Yeah, you know what I think? Tell me what you think about this idea, Alex. I'm working now with some gun organizations, and I'm the guy who works with them who says, look, we can't take away everybody's gun. That's crazy. It's physically impossible. It's against the law. Everyone has the right. But here's my idea, and tell me what you think, Alex. I believe anyone who wants to own a weapon for a legitimate reason, it's fine. You know, protect your home, to hunt. But, you know, clip capacity is certainly arguable. I don't think anyone needs a 60-round clip. But I do believe that people who buy a gun, you know, it's not in the Constitution. When you buy a car, you have to register the car, you have to learn how to drive the car, you have to get a license, and you have to insure it. And that's not in the Constitution, but we all do it. I believe a handgun or hunting weapon, you should, when you buy it, you should register it, you should learn how to use it, and you should take out insurance, and just show that you can use it. I mean, like a car, you can do vehicular homicide. It's a weapon.
Well, we're going to break. When we come back, I'll give you my take on this. But I understand from a nice person's position, you think of people not knowing how to use guns. Here's the problem. There's always going to be crazies, people that don't know how to use them. The system will use any bureaucracy like that, like they did in New York, to finally make it impossible. Sounds reasonable up front, but then they walk you into it to where now you can't have the gun and then only the criminals have it. But I do say this, anybody out there buying guns, they should go out and get training with it so they know how to use it. And people should, if they've got children, lock their guns up. We'll be right back. But again, that's a personal responsibility thing. The government can't and won't ever be able to properly handle that. Richard Belzer plays the detective John Munch on Law & Order, Special Victims Unit, and first portrayed him on NBC's critically acclaimed drama series Homicide, Life on the Street. And, of course, he's been all over movies, TV, HBO. I mean, I can't even really have time to get into it all. Everybody knows Richard Belzer. And I want to get into his book because we were just talking about JFK, RFK, Marilyn Monroe, a little bit about Martin Luther King, where they all had patsies, folks, or claim people died of an overdose when they killed him. But the book gets into so many other things. I mean, that's why I like this kind of book, is because it's just little factoids and giblets and just data. I mean, it's more almost like a court case or something, just putting the shadow state on trial. And I don't want to get off into gun debates with people. I know there are well-meaning folks.
We're not debating, Alex.
No, but I'm saying,
on the same page.
I'm saying I respect your view. I mean, I respect what you're saying, and I understand it. There's going to be excesses and bad things with freedom. But as Thomas Jefferson said, we're not going to be transported to total liberty on a bed of feathers here.
Exactly.
There's going to be bad things on both sides. I just want freedom. I don't trust the government, so I just say wild, wild west. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I'm hip. I think we're on the same page. And you were talking about my book. It was interesting. The other night on CNN, we started talking about – the interview started off really great. And then, somebody, I guess, with his earpiece said, ask him about the moon. You know, they wanted to goad me into being defensive or saying I didn't believe we landed on the moon. You know what I mean? That's what they do to us. They try to marginalize us by leaking in these, you know, the crazier stuff. So I busted Piers Morgan. I said, I'm disappointed that you asked me that question. I didn't take the bait, and made him back off a little bit. And then he changed the subject. And then, you know, when I tried to comment during the later segment, first of all, it was interesting, Alex. They asked me who I wanted to debate. And I said, I don't want to debate anyone. Let Piers interview me for 30 minutes. They said, no, he'll interview you for 15, but we want to have you debate someone. I said, I'll have a discussion. So they said, and I knew they wanted to have someone who they consider opposite of me, but I'm very unpredictable politically. So I said, my friend PJ O'Rourke, who's the smartest, one of the smartest, funniest conservatives I know, is an old friend, and we never get shrill. We disagree, but we're buddies. So he was on, and they kind of wouldn't let me in on that part of it. And a lot of people I didn't realize at the time are right, you know, said I was censored. And when I look at it now, I believe there was something going on. And as you know, Alex, the Psy Warriors from Fort Detrick used to go, and probably still do, go to CNN and write the news. You know,
yeah, that came out in the Washington Post 12 years ago, and it's still going on. CNN, as you mentioned in the last interview, people can go to YouTube and watch it. They always try to pull it down, but people put it right back up. Right. Doing fake nerve gas attacks on Israel, and they're at CNN Center in Atlanta with fake palm trees and fake wind machines, and in between the ads, the international satellite feed was able to record it. I mean, this is a joke.
Dan Rather has done that, and Cokie Roberts was busted for standing in front of a green screen pretending she was somewhere else. Dan Rather has done that more than once. And do you remember when they were practicing a story before the event happened? I believe it was Rather or someone was talking about it, an incident.
Yes.
Incident, and it was a rehearsal. So, I mean, who are they kidding? It's like, right, it's right there.
Well, that's like Lee Harvey Oswald in some of the Eastern papers. What was it, New Zealand and Thailand and some others?
Yeah. That stuff, 10 minutes, which was really, really creepy. Fletcher Prouty was in New Zealand. He picked up a newspaper and saw all this stuff about Oswald and went, excuse me? But, you know, we prove in our book, we're the first authors, I'm proud to say, that prove irrevocably that Oswald was part of a fake defector program where they sent 18 or 19 people that they recruited from the Marines to pretend they were defecting and go to Russia, you know, to spy. But the Russians were hip enough. I think they knew every single one of them. And, like, they let Oswald in. They knew who he was. They gave him a job at a radio station, you know, I mean, a radio factory, a cool corner apartment. He marries the daughter of a KGB. He gets out of there real easy. But we proved that he was a part of the fake defector program. So
I tell you what, long segment coming up. Let's come back and let's run through your favorite parts of the book that really reveal what's going on. Because, again, folks, it is a page turner. You need to get it. It's available at Infowars.com. The truck from Minnesota where they were printed is almost here, but you can find it in bookstores everywhere. Dead Wrong, available at InfowarsShop.com. Richard Belzer, TV and movie star, is our guest.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Wow, we got Richard Belzer on the show, author of Dead Wrong, available in bookstores everywhere. And I was reading that it's selling out in many places, sold out in our office. But the book is available, because it's going to get here Monday, so you can order now at InfoWarsShop.com. We support Richard, the First Amendment, and us, but that's not what this is about. Richard, I'm not just, you know, you're sitting here kissing your hind end or anything, but I respect people who are in Hollywood who come out and, you know, say on CNN, both parties are controlled, they're both driving us off the cliff, we're in trouble, you know, the government killed JFK, things like that. Because it does take a lot of courage. I mean, I know you know probably a lot more people than I do in Hollywood media, but most of them are, quite frankly, wise of what's going on. They're very informed. What you call conspiracies, hotter than a pistol in Los Angeles, and it has been for decades. But these people have been slapped down when they go public with controversial things. And I think people like you are hitting the barbed wire. And so that's why none of us agree with each other on everything, but I just respect the guts. It's like that line from Full Metal Jacket, Private Joker, silly and ignorant, but he's got guts and guts is enough. I'm silly on a lot of fronts to other people's perspectives, but the point is we all agree that we've got shadowy corporate interests that can do whatever they want, that are monopolistic, shutting down our society. And we've got to get the left, right, center, like you said, outside that paradigm together to say, we got a problem.
Exactly. It's a polygarchy, literally. This country, it used to be a cliche. I was laughed out of the room. I've been railing about this stuff since the 60s, and I've been marginalized. I've lost jobs. Certain radio stations wouldn't have me on. And this is in the 80s, and the 70s. And now it's like, okay, I asked a Secret Service friend of mine, should I be worried? He said, no, you're a celebrity. They won't kill you. But, what he meant was they do kill people, but they won't kill you. And it's like, whoa. So I feel, as I keep saying, a civic responsibility to get this stuff out. Because, as you know from the sales from your website, people want this information. Americans are intuitively very sharp. They're isolationist. They don't want to be in wars. They want to have their privacy protected. I mean, we're all on the same page. We all want clean air and health care. Just quickly, I live in France part of the year. Actually, I'm there now. It's one of my dogs squeaking. Honey?
That's okay, bro. I got four dogs. That makes me think I'm at home. My wife calls them mice, even though one of them is a black lab. She says, we're infested with mice.
So we had 10 dogs at one time. That's another show. But just quickly about healthcare in America, whoever gives it or whoever the source is, it's exorbitant. It's crazy. I broke a tooth here in this little village, a remote village, not a tourist place. I went to the dentist. He was fantastic. He gave me a root canal, a temporary cap, shots, x-rays, €132, man. In America, it would be like $3,000. I mean, anyway. Let's get back to my book, because you mentioned that we talked about the big cases, Dr. King. I don't know if I mentioned on your show, but a civil jury in 1999 in Tennessee found that the government was involved in a conspiracy to murder Dr. King.
Oh, yeah. We've had the lawyer on who proved all that. I mean, it's a fact that James Earl Ray was set up.
Yeah. And it's not generally known. And when I tell people that, they think I'm crazy. But now, it's there. It's out there. That's why I keep saying I'm proud of this book, because it's in the history section. But what's really wild is the Vince Foster case, which we didn't talk about last time, I don't think. There are literally so many dramatic inconsistencies in the crime scene, evidence, of Foster's death. It's even hard to prioritize them. Let me just give you a few highlights. The gun found in his hand was not responsible for his wounds. We have a picture in our book of him him on the ground with a gun in his hand. There's a shot, color photo. He's holding a .32 black gun, which, as we all know, is the drop gun that cops and killers use, made of parts of other guns. That was in his right hand, but they said he was killed by a silver antique pistol. And we have a photo of the weapon. The gun had fingerprints on it, but they weren't Vince Foster's. The gun was the type used by professional killers, as I said, not traceable, pieced together from parts of different guns. His GSR markings, the gunpowder burns, were defensive, like he was protecting himself, the poor guy.
Shot him in his office. They came and carpet cleaned it and scrubbed it, didn't tell anybody about it.
He had carpet fibers on him. He had, pardon not to be disrespectful, but a giant amount of semen in his underwear, which shows that he had sex right before he was murdered. And a lot of people, when you die, you do release a little sperm, but this was really a considerable amount, so there was sex involved. He was not acting in a depressed or suicidal way. His car wasn't there when they found his body. Then it showed up. I mean, his body was clearly moved, and there were blonde hairs on his clothes.
And they covered that all up. Yeah, the word is he and Hillary had a little falling out, and you don't do that with Miss Hillary.
I don't want to start naming, that. That gets into a whole other thing. But he was scheduled to have a private meeting the next day where he was going to resign. And, you know, similarly, Dr. David Kelly, UN weapons inspector, prior to the Iraq war, this was
he said they're going to kill me and I'll be found in the woods. And people saw guys in black uniforms run away from his body. What about Ron Brown, the Treasury, the Commerce Secretary?
Well, you know,
I'm distracting you. Go back to Kelly.
Yeah, that's a great case. But no, Kelly, you're right. Kelly said to several people, because he knew that Blair was lying about Iraq, as was Bush and that gang. He knew Blair was lying. He knew all the facts. He said that he said to several people, if we go to war in Iraq, you'll find me dead in the woods, probably. And they found him dead in the woods. His body was moved. He had to, you know, he was cut. You know, when you shake someone's hand, Alex, that's how they kill people. It's one of the things in the CIA manual that we call CNOW, where, you know, you reach to shake the hand, but the person has a very sharp something in their hand and they cut you towards them. And that's the kind of wound he had. And anyway, it's like, you know, these bodies are dropping all over the place. Frank Olson, who was head of CIA Special Operations Division, had become increasingly uncomfortable with two things. The use of anthrax as a weapon on the civilians in North Korea, and brutal and often fatal interrogation techniques being worked on by the agency. So he tried to resign, was not allowed to. He was taken to a Manhattan hotel for therapy by a CIA psychiatrist when crashing through the 13-story window of a room in Manhattan's Hotel Statler. It's now the Hotel Pennsylvania. I've been there, by the way. It was immediately ruled suicide, and the autopsy supported it. A second autopsy demanded by the family, revealed that he had been knocked unconscious by a severe blunt force trauma to the back of his head prior to the fall. The Blue Ribbon panel also determined that the first autopsy was manipulated to appear as a suicide, and that numerous points and very substantial evidence clearly indicated that Olson was actually murdered. Now, here's another chilling fact, Alex. The two people in the Ford administration, this case dragged on. He was murdered in the 50s. His family finally got the exhumation in the 70s. So Ford was president, and they wanted to shut this family up. They wanted to pay them off. So who was in charge of buying them out and silencing them? And they weren't totally successful. They wound up finally giving them $750,000. Dick Cheney and Donald Rumsfeld were in charge of trying to stifle Olson's family. So these guys go way back. These are, you know, they can't go to The Hague. These are war criminals. These are murderers. Now, Fred Hampton, who was just an incredible civil rights organizer, who was nonviolent, who was educating and feeding poor people. He was an alderman. I mean, this guy was serious. He was really an unsung hero of the civil rights movement. He died in a massive police attack at 4:45 a.m. And we determined that through forensic evidence, which is what I love about my partner, David Wayne. He's just microanalysis of all these events. And we, you know, no one's been able to shoot any holes. I've been doing a lot of interviews, Alex, and a lot of them were motivated by me being on your show. And again, thank you. And no one can punch any holes in what we're saying, which is comforting for me, because I know you get worked up because you have facts, and I love your passion. But getting back to Fred Hampton, Hampton was completely unconscious during the entire police raid. He had been drugged by an informant, and the levels were so high that it was not possible that he fired back at the police, as they allege. It was a lie that police testified over 200 shots were fired in a two-sided gun battle that lasted approximately 10 to 12 minutes. In reality, only one shot had been fired from inside the apartment near the front door, not from Fred Hampton. So his girlfriend is in bed with him with their baby, Alex. And forensic evidence verifies the eyewitness testimony that Hampton's body was dragged from his bed into the hallway and still alive, was then executed with two shots to the head at point-blank range.
Exactly, and your book is just full of countless examples of this, letting you know you cannot believe an official story by a shadow government that brings in the narcotics, that runs the child kidnapping. It's unlimitedly evil what's going on. Look at Gary Webb, has a new book coming out, Pulitzer Prize winner. I'm talking to him. He can't wait to get this out, proving CIA drug dealing was continuing. He'd had to move. Men would break in his house that would come sliding down the drain, special forces style. They go in his house, have him write the suicide note. and then shoot him twice in the head. And then friends of his, who weren't really friends, come out and say, oh, it's quite normal to shoot yourself twice in the head. I mean, I want it on record, and I bet you want to get it on record. Yeah, they don't like going after people that are very prominent because they've been caught in that. But sometimes they do. I mean, Gary Webb was pretty darn prominent, and it's always the same. They throw you off a building. They inject you with drugs. They've got heart attack medications, or they shoot you in the head. Go ahead.
Like Danny Casolaro.
Exactly.
You know, he was really an amazing researcher, and, you know, they just murdered him. You talk about suicide, you know, things being considered suicide or ruled suicide. You're in Texas, so you know, you guys in Texas know a lot about Lyndon Johnson before the rest of the world. But in our research, we found that two Texans who got in the way of Lyndon Johnson's path to the White House paid with their lives. And John Stockwell, the former CIA officer, said Lyndon Johnson was corrupt to the core. Contrary to the recent sanitized versions by historians, Lyndon Johnson was one of the most ruthless politicians in history and directly connected to these and other murders performed by Mack Wallace, LBJ's personal henchman assassin. Henry Wallace was shot five times, Alex, with a bolt-action rifle, and they still got a suicide ruling. Even J. Edgar Hoover, when he was taking off his dress or putting it on, said, you know, he wondered how someone could shoot themselves five times with a bolt action. It's like, and Kutelik was the accountant for the financial scam being run by Billy Saul Estes and linked to Lyndon Johnson. Estes later testified that Johnson personally ordered that Kutelik be killed using hitman Mack Wallace. So Henry Marshall and Kutelik were in the government, found out that Billy Saul Estes had empty silos, was claiming that he's getting all these wheat or corn or whatever subsidies, you know, bilking the government for millions and millions of dollars to his buddy Lyndon Johnson. They were going to blow the whistle, and they were murdered by this.
Oh, yeah. I had family down here, but also in Dallas, that knew the people in and around the Johnsons. And it was just well known. They would just kill people in local Austin business if they didn't like just somebody competing with them. They would have the hitman drop by and kill them. And I actually, I'm not going to get into it. I just had some family that actually went to school previously with one of LBJ's hitmen. It's an amazing story. But the point is that, yes, he was completely power mad and insane. Now, by the end of it, he was really bummed out. I actually know some of his family. I'm just going to leave it at that. And sure. And just a few weeks before he died, the last time they saw him, he came by and saw him and basically said, I've been horrible. It's been terrible. You know, this has been wrong. And so it is true that at the end, when he grew his hair out and everything, I guess he wanted all that power. He was hyper dominant. But once he got all the power, he realized it was nothing.
Who are you talking about?
LBJ.
Yeah, LBJ. Someone said that he committed suicide. And by that, they meant his doctor said, if you smoke, you're going to die. And he continued smoking. I think he was a broken man, you know, lying about Vietnam and having people whacked and not, you know, not being loved by the people. I mean, he resigned. You know how that is for a guy with that gigantic ego the size of the sun to have to resign? I mean, that killed him. And I think from then on, he just said he smoked and he, you know, he was a, you know, they called him the nickname, as you know, I'm sure, Landslide Lyndon, which was a joke because he won an election by 28 votes.
Stuffing the ballot box, box 13. Now expanding on this, because people are going to kill me if I don't bring it up. There's a lot more in the book. It isn't amazing, but we'll talk about it in the final segment. But people are begging me on Twitter, Facebook, everywhere. It's pouring in. They want to talk about how in the world you came on the show and had Christopher Walken then sit in your lap. I know your wife's there with you and the dogs. And, of course, Mr. Walken's happily married. It's now turned into a whole conspiracy theory of why he came and sat on your lap. I guess that was because that was the only chair and you guys were doing comedic jokes there. But now it's turned into a conspiracy theory.
We're gay, Christopher and I. We're gay. We're totally gay. No, you know, it's like we're lovers. We're monogamous. You know, we've been together since I don't know. We've been together a long time. We're both married, but you know, it's like you can, you have a platonic friendship with a man. You know, Chris and I love each other. We're brothers. you know. And, you know, he, like you said, I was sitting on the edge of the couch and he just came. And, you know, if you know, when.
No, it's a couch. There's not enough room. He kind of crammed him next to you. So he wasn't sitting in your lap. It just created that illusion. But I mean, here's the deal. Sometimes I'll catch myself with an old friend. You want to just put your arm around him and it's 100% non-sexual. But nowadays, everybody's so politically correct. You're like, oh, my gosh, you know, I've got my arm around my buddy. He's going to think I'm, you know, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, I'm a very tactile person. All my male friends, you know, they know I'm going to hug them, you know, and plus, I have a gorgeous wife who I dream about. So, I mean, but, you know, some interviewers have said to me over the years, I heard you're gay. And I said, yes, just to be provocative. I mean, so what?
No, exactly. People made jokes and say you work for the Vatican or you work for Israel. And I go, yes, it's all true.
We work for the government and we're just, you know, we're false flag provocateurs. You know, the Jesuits were the greatest spies of all. They would join organizations, pretend they were in them, and then bring them down from within. The Jesuits were kind of a first kind of secret service.
Exactly. No, I agree with you. But in fact, I'm not bashing Catholics here, but it is true that the Nazis, at least in their organization, the SS was modeled off the Jesuits.
They were singing Christmas carols, you know, Nazis, during while babies and people.
It's pretty amazing. Let's get back into the book. I didn't even mean to get off into that little joke for 14-year-old kids that were watching the video going, ah, look gay. Very, very funny. It's amazing. All right, we'll be right back with our guest, Richard Belzer. His new book is out. It's Dead Wrong. We'll give you his website as well. Stay with us. Point a cannon at you. We are back live. Richard Belzer is our guest for this little segment. The next segment, then we've got, back by extremely popular demand, we have Dr. Peter Glidden joining us. The history of the medical tyranny. He started it last time, but I want to go deeply into it this time. One little note. I feel terrible. I mean, it's the agony of the ecstasy of success and getting the word out, because that's what thrills me. It's not jewels, diamonds, houses. Reaching out to people, seeing minds unlock, that's exciting. And I knew that when we launched this print media, it would be successful. We've had 86,000 copies go out. People in bought close to 40,000 copies in just a day and a half. And I didn't print more because I can't ship them. I mean, we can get this out in about a week. The hard copies of InfoWars Magazine, inaugural edition, The Economic Collapse, Rome Burned, Will We, Print 2.0, Bank Cartel, Conquers America, History of False Flags, Why Government Loves State-Sponsored Terrorism. It's sold out. The only thing you can get is the InfoWars rack. We got about 100 of those for people that want to buy them in bulk and then sell them in their businesses. We put 50,000 free on the streets of Austin. We're going to do a full franchise thing, or you can have part of the content locally and the advertising part of it and print it in your area. We'll help you do that. We want to partner, and we're having some, actually, we had a national chain, a national newspaper, you know the name, call us and wants to work with us. So it's overwhelming success. The only problem is that now people can't read it because it is paper and it's sold out. We held 4,000 back, so when we come out with subscriptions, we'll have some of the first issue. But to make a long story short, I got to go back to Belzer. You can sign up at Infowars.com/newsletter, and we will send you out the next week, and every news blast in there will be a link to a digital copy of it where you can flip the pages and click on the links and more. So Infowars.com/newsletter to get that. But I think that says the country is hungry for the truth. That's why Dead Wrong is running up the bestseller list on Amazon, running up on the New York Times. We need to get this up there to number one because it sends a message out. Dead Wrong. I mean, people are getting more excited about exposing tyranny, aren't they, Richard? We were just talking about that during the break.
Yeah, you know, people want the information because, you know, as Jefferson said, an informed citizenry is our best defense against tyranny. and that he meant tyranny of our own government. A true patriot protects his country against his government sometimes. And I think that's what we're doing. There are elements within the government. Like you were talking about whistleblowers earlier. Under Obama, they busted more whistleblowers than any other president. It's like, what? You know, they're still rendering people legally. You could still put a hood over an American and send them off somewhere, and God knows what they'll do. And that, you know, after this presidential election, a lot of things are obfuscated because of the shrill contentiousness of the election. But I think after this election, we can really focus on what the government has been doing and what they're really doing.
Well, that's right. If Romney gets in and thinks that he's going to just business as usual, he's got another thing coming. People turned on Obama very quickly. They're going to turn on him. And the ruling class has to know that. Their bull is not working anymore.
No, the ruling class is running scared, I think, for the first time, maybe, I don't know how long. And it's because of information. And I love your term, InfoWars, because it is a war. And those who control the past control the present. Those who control the present control the future, as Orwell said. And by us revealing the true past, we are controlling the present, and therefore we can affect the future. That's why, you know, children.
Stay there. Well, hold on. One more segment with Richard Belzer, one of many more visits. Next time he wants to come back, take an hour of calls. Dead wrong. I'm going to ask him about troops being grabbed in psychiatric facilities.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hour number three, the one, the only, is on with us right now. And he's written the book, Dead Wrong, Richard Belzer, with David Wayne, afterward by Jesse Ventura. Really an amazing book, available at InfoWarsShop.com and everywhere else on the planet. Sold out here. We got more coming next week, but it's still available there if you want to get in there. You know, it's good to see the excitement out there about freedom. Now, we're going to have a big story out on this soon, but we have confirmed now, going on behind the scenes, that in the county alone, where Brandon Robb, the honorably discharged Marine, got grabbed and they wanted to commit him, and the psychiatrist said, I'm going to brainwash you, trying to freak him out, that there were other people in there, including veterans, and they're doing a national sweep, grabbing even talk show host veterans. They're very scared of younger combat veterans between, say, 20 and 35 or so, or even older, but that seems to be who they're scooping up for nothing. I mean, the one talk show host that the Northeast Intelligence Group wrote about that we had on the show, and they've sent us the documents and articles confirming it. He just said, man, the thing's collapsing. This country's going to hell in a handbasket. I'm going to buy some guns to protect myself. They came and grabbed him and took his guns and put him in a mental institution until he got out, when he agreed to never have guns again. I mean, no judge, no jury. And I understand the fear of mentally ill people with guns. You're not going to stop a real shooter, folks, who's mad about their hot dog stand in New York. You know, but I don't want to get off into that. My question is, in history, Richard, I know you've studied it, and like you said, you were awake before I was awake. You've been talking about this for 30-something years. They always use psychiatry to go after people. What's your take on this frightening new trend?
Well, it's not a new trend. It's like, you know, the Soviet Union would jail someone if they politically disagreed and send them to the, you know, there's a great book called The Puzzle Palace.
Well, they're still doing it. Yeah, but I mean, new trend, and it's accelerating.
Now we're doing it. We've always been fascinated by mind control. And people, think that's like science fiction. But our whole country is under mind control in terms of, buying products, being lied into wars. And people don't like to believe that they can be controlled, because Americans are spirited into individualists. You know, we're from all different parts of the earth, and we've got this great, unbelievable country, and we want our freedom, we want information, you know, and we want to be protected, we want to protect our families. But now they're trying to demonize and make people who are super sane seem crazy. I mean, I don't ever want people to not be able to defend themselves, and just to hint at someone being crazy because they want to defend themselves out of a rational fear of the state. That's chilling stuff. That's Nazi Germany. That's the Soviet Union. And, you know, our country now, I'm sad to say, by definition, by Mussolini's definition, we are a fascist state. And by that, I mean it's a corporate state. It's a country that is for the corporation, not the individual. And that's not
that's right.
How
individuals don't have rights. Now the corporations do, which wasn't even legal till about 160 years ago in this country. In closing, we got to have you back as soon as you want to come back to take calls, Richard. I'm sorry, we're almost out of time. Let me just ask you one more question about Walken. Is he really disconnected politically because he seems like he's so smart, or is he so private he refuses to get into controversy?
No, he really, you know, I talk to him a lot. And I've learned over the years that he has a brilliant take on things. And I start railing and he'll say, well, Richard, hasn't it always been that way? I mean, he's wise. He doesn't want to get caught up in the poison that's put out there. So
in the minutia, he's kind of flying above it.
Yeah, he doesn't want to be on the grid. He doesn't read that many, you know, newspapers and stuff. And, you know, I'll tell him stuff and he'll go, you know, He's a wonderful individual who's a gift to us.
Well, I owe you for having him on the show, and I owe you for coming on the show. But if you've ever got those stars lined up again, or somebody else that'll pop in, we would love it. You're awesome. Everybody get the book today. Drive it up to number one. It's on Amazon.com, InfoWarsShop.com, everywhere. Dead Wrong, Straight Facts on the Country's Most Controversial Cover-Ups. And there's your wife, and there's the doggy. Hi, what a cute one. Put them full screen as we go out. Thank you so much, Richard. Thank you so much.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We've got an in-depth breakdown of the history of medical tyranny and how to fight back against it. Really part two of the interview we started a month or so ago with Dr. Peter Glidden. But I had to bring Richard Belzer back on just in a short segment because he was bringing his wife and their dogs on air. So let's just briefly go back to him because I didn't know this story that your dog vomited on Brzezinski's daughter, which is a big plus. This dog's now a celebrity, in my view. When you were on, I guess, MSNBC on the morning propaganda, tell us about the dog doing its civic duty.
Sure. Well, first of all, here's how gay I am. This is my wife. Bebe goes with me everywhere. This is Bebe, who was followed me home one day. Followed our other dog home. Has been with me for over 5 years. But we were on Morning Joe, and Mika was holding him. And I guess he didn't like what she was saying, and he threw up on her on camera, and it was really funny. So we were back on yesterday, I believe. Yeah, yesterday, and he didn't throw up on her, but I brought a towel out and put it on her and made a thing out of it.
Well, introduce us to your wife.
I'm sorry?
Introduce us to the lovely, or is that your daughter?
No, that's my wife.
Thank you.
No, that's my beautiful wife. We've been together for 30, how many years?
Anyway, one that keeps
32 years. We met on March 3rd, 1981. We've been married 27 years, and we dream about each other, Alex. So I don't know if Chris Walken's going to be happy about that. But
Hey, going back here briefly, does your lovely wife share your views on things?
Some, you know, just like any wife.
No, she holds my feet to the fire, asks really great questions, and, you know, she's my number one loving critic. And doesn't let me get full of myself and save my life years ago because I was, you know, one of those crazy guys from the 70s and 60s. But, no, we've had a wonderful relationship. We've grown together. My wife is kind of a scholar on antiquity and ancient religions and the origins of thought. And she's a great gardener. Next time I'll take you on a tour of our place here in France where the resistance fighters lived.
Oh, you're in France right now?
In southwest France in a little village that will go unnamed. but you can come and visit.
I can tell you, my wife is so jealous right now. She grew up in France because her dad was a diplomat.
Well, you got to come over here.
France?
We have two. Where in France?
Well, she lived in Paris. Yeah.
Well, you got to come over, man. I got two houses. You have privacy.
You're so nice. I wish. I guess I could. The Skype's working this good. Richard, it's great talking to you and seeing your wife. Congratulations on the book doing so well. And we'll talk to you again soon, my friend.
Thanks for selling the book. And I'll talk to you soon, buddy.
Well, there he goes. Richard Belzer, TV movie star and with his wife and dogs there. Very interesting. Okay, shifting gears back into the hardcore subjects. Not that it wasn't hardcore enough, all those government cover-ups we were covering earlier in his book, Dead Wrong. I wanted to get Glidden back on because he really rocked the house last time he was on him. I don't know, a month and a half ago or however long it was, getting into medical tyranny. And when he's saying all this stuff, I mean, I've done the research. It's dead on. But it's so hardcore the way he lays it out. So I've got a big stack of research I want to get into here right now. And there's so much medical tyranny coming down the pike. They're announcing on all these big online sites, they're not going to let people sell health stuff anymore. They're trying to restrict vitamins and mineral sales. Really, a big deal is taking place. You know, I'm glad I actually brought that Christopher Walken thing up because that had become quite a controversy. I think it's going to be even bigger now. But we're lining up Dr. Peter Glidden, a very articulate and very informed gentleman, to be joining us here in just a moment. I will tell you right now that in the whole Brandon Robb story is, we were just talking to, during the break, a few breaks ago, talking to Stuart Rhodes of Oath Keepers, and he's down at Paul Fest, which I was invited to be the keynote speaker. I just couldn't make it, but I want to thank everybody for inviting me down to Tampa. I hope the hurricane doesn't hit him. But he was saying that's the hottest issue down there, is that veterans all over are confirming they're being grabbed. That's why we've got, coming on the show tonight, the nightly news, McBreen's doing the main news, but I'm doing the interview. Well, one of two is big nightly news tonight. We're going to have Stuart Rhodes on who can confirm. He's confirming for us. Plus, we have listeners confirming it, and we have confirmed cases, but it's big. I mean, we're talking about dozens of veterans per county are being grabbed for saying, well, I mean, I was talking to one of our crew whose dad, I was authorized to talk about this, but I still really don't want to get into it. Works at a facility, and a veteran said he hated Obama, and the Secret Service showed up and demanded he be fired, and they fired him. So they don't have the power to go after you, really, for your speech, except for throwing you in a mental institution, or they get you fired. I mean, I've had enough of this, man. I mean, I'm starting to really get upset about this. Now, we're going to get into the history of medical tyranny with Dr. Peter Glidden, BSND. He's the host of Fire Your MD Now, right here on the GCN Radio Network. Dr. Glidden received his BS degree from the University of Massachusetts in Amherst. He earned a ND from University of Seattle, Washington, at, I guess you say, Bastar. I hope I pronounced that right. Dr. Peter Glidden is an outspoken advocate of holistic health and currently has a private practice in Illinois. He is also a member of the American Association of Naturopathic Physicians and Illinois Association of Naturopathic Physicians. But he's really an expert on minerals, vitamins, all sorts of stuff, and he gives lectures all over the world, and he joins us now, and he's also consults and works with us there on the websites InfoWarsHealth.com and InfoWarsTeam.com, and he joins us now. But first, Doc, let me bring this up here to you. What is your take on psychiatry and the Prozac drugs they're pushing? I've been tracking the record number of 28 suicides of troops and veterans a day. I mean, it's massive. I talked to Dr. Pachinik, who is a psychiatrist, last night, and he said, you know, I mean, he basically agreed a lot of these psychotropic drugs are helping trigger this. On the insert of these drugs, it says it can cause psychotic breaks. But now they're going to use suicides and a few shootings by veterans to try to say all veterans are bad. I mean, next, if auto mechanics do something wrong, will they all go to jail then? Or if a dentist robs a bank, will all dentists then be under suspicion? I mean, this is pretty darn amazing. You're not supposed to discriminate on race or religion, but it's okay to discriminate if you're a veteran. You're now the number one threat, Homeland Security says. What's your view on psychiatry now grabbing people for their free speech nationwide?
Well, it's the height of hypocrisy, because the leading cause of death in the United States, to the tune of 780,000 people a year, are treatments delivered by MDs. Your MD is more dangerous than cancer. Your MD is more dangerous than a serial killer with a gun. Your MD is the leading cause of death in the United States. And we have a funny saying about psychiatry in the wonderful world of holistic medicine. Here's the way the joke goes. What's the difference between a psychiatrist and a psychologist? Well, a psychologist is a person in a completely black room looking for a black cat. And a psychiatrist is a person in a completely black room looking for a black cat that's not there.
Oh, man. Well, I mean, so many times it turns out, as you know, big studies are out confirming this, but they've known for 200 years. Somebody's worked around lead, mercury, you name it. They're brain damaged. They're mad as a hatter. And it's chemically induced schizophrenia, but they don't even look or test their blood to see if it's heavy metals causing them to be having problems. They just immediately put them on a bunch of drugs.
See, this is the problem. This brings up the perfect point, because MDs, bless their hearts, are not trained in medical science. Nobody is. MDs are trained in one very small piece of the pie of medical science, and the piece of the pie that the MD is trained in is referred to as reductionistic allopathic pharmaceutical medicine. The MD does not believe your body has the ability to fix itself. The MD, like a communist, believes that once you're sick, you're screwed. And the only option you have is to march in with a synthetic drug that overrides, overpowers, and controls the metabolism of your body. And, you know, MD-directed medicine is really great for trauma. It's fantastic for surgery when it's indicated. And it's, you know, for a handful of infectious diseases. But for goodness sake, for most of the things that most people go to the doctor for most of the time, including depression and attention deficit disorder and psychiatric conditions, bringing your body to an MD is a fool's errand, and you're going to suffer, and then you're going to die.
Now, let's go over those numbers. I noticed that John Rappaport at No More Fake News did a report that even on the Food and Drug Administration's own website, they were saying that hospitals and doctors are the number three killer in the country. You know, bad drug prescriptions, infections, all this. But you've compiled the numbers. I mean, it looks like they are number one. The most dangerous thing is a doctor's office or a hospital. I mean, I've got so many friends and people that go in to have a minor surgery and are dead in a week from an infection.
Andy Rooney, I mean, he was the most recent, the most famous, right? Andy Rooney, they wouldn't tell us what the minor procedure was, but they say, oh, he died from the results, complications of a minor, you know, hospital procedure. If you want to check out the numbers, there is an exhaustive 45-page report. This draws statistics from the New England Journal of Medicine, the Journal of the American Medical Association, the Lancet. For goodness sake, this is extremely, these are extremely prestigious medical journals. Here's how the numbers crunch, and you can download this document for free on my website. That's fireyourmdnow.com. You can download it for free. It's called Death by Medicine. MD treatment, 780,000 people a year are killed by MD treatments. Heart disease, 698,000 people a year. And cancer, 550,000 people a year, which means your medical doctor, by the numbers, is more dangerous than cancer and more dangerous than heart disease. And this is the billion-pound gorilla in the middle of the country that nobody is talking about. We are having a healthcare crisis of biblical proportions in this country. It is not because of pharmaceutical profiteering. It is not because of insurance fraud. It is not because of a for-profit medical industry. It is for one reason and one reason only. The treatments delivered for chronic disease by MDs do not work. They don't work. And not only do they not work, but they cause harm in the process.
Well, since you were last on, it's come out that Merck knew its MMR shot was giving people the measles, mumps, rubella. The whooping cough was giving it to them. And they're like, this is great, because then we get cases and people get scared and go out and get it. This argument that we've got to take vaccines because we'll make you sick that are vaccinated. Hey, morons, you have been vaccinated. You know, the GlaxoSmithKline came out that it, with dozens and dozens of drugs, they knew zero help killing people, like their asthma drug. I mean, how many times do these companies have to be caught shipping tainted blood they know has HIV for 11 years? Bayer. How many times Gardasil killing people? I mean, they just keep doubling down. Now in California, giving kids shots without parental consent in schools. I mean, this is a flaming group of murderers coming after us, and I'm sick of it.
And nobody goes to jail. 3,000 people die in the Twin Towers. We go to war. 780,000 people a year are killed by MD treatment, so we don't bat a freaking eyelash. As a matter of fact, we partition the government to give us more access, to pay for access to this kind of health care. It's nonsense. It is nonsense. We have gone down the rabbit hole of our genuflection at the altar of the MD king of medicine for 100 years now, and it is quite
frankly, people worship it. Why don't you, in fact, I'm going to bow to him right now. Oh, you're so good. Give us more factor eight filled with HIV and hepatitis. Oh, you're so good. More Gardasil doesn't protect us from the papillomavirus, but kills you. Oh, thank you. Thank you for the fluoride. Harvard admits fluoride in dozens of studies is brain damaging, is causing bone cancer. They did that in the 20s. The Soviets, the Nazis put it in the water. That's in Pulitzer Prize winning books by Shearer. And now they admit it, but they don't take it out. Talk about fluoride. Look, this isn't by accident. The doctors are dumbed down and compartmentalized. They're killing us. We have the documents. Talk about the history of it. Let's talk about the history briefly and then get in to some of the latest stuff. But, I mean, you break it down. This, explain how the Rockefellers set all this up.
All right. Well, in the 1800s, in the early 1900s, there was a relatively even playing field of medicine in the U.S. Nobody had the upper hand, right? You had the MDs, you had the chiropractors, you had the osteopaths, you had the naturopaths, you had the homeopaths, you had the herbalists. Nobody had the upper hand. And then in 1910, the Carnegie Institute, followed in turn by the Rockefeller Foundation, funded a gentleman named Abraham Flexner to go all around the country. Now, keep in mind, this was, you know, at the dawn of the interstate highway system, right? It took Flexner 5 years. He went all around the country, did it on train and stagecoach and horseback. Took him 5 years. He did an inventory of all of the hospitals and all of the medical schools in the United States that prescribed drugs. Why? Because the Carnegies and the Rockefellers owned the drug companies. So he brings his list back, infamously referred to as the Flexner Report, gives it to the Carnegies. The Carnegies give millions of dollars. And this was in early 1900s when $1 million really was $1 million. Millions of dollars of free money to the medical schools and the hospitals which prescribed drugs. Now, if you're starting a business and I'm starting a business and you get $1 million of free money and I don't, guess who's going to have the more successful business? You are. This was the beginning of the end for medicine in the United States. This tipped the scales, the Flexner Report, and the funneling of millions of dollars of money into the hands of the MDs, into the hospitals that prescribe drugs, was the tipping point of medicine in the United States. And since after the Flexner Report, right around 1920, the balance of power shifted, and the MDs started to control the medical marketplace, and that is the only reason that the MDs are in power now. Now, bless their hearts, they're really good for trauma, they're really good for surgery, but they're also the leading cause of death in the United States. But the only system of medicine we have access to, the only system of medicine that your insurance pays for, the only system of medicine that they make TV shows about or teach you anything about is MD-directed medicine. And most people think that the MDs are top dog because their therapeutics must be better, must be safer, must be more scientific. No. The only reason the MDs are in the driver's seat is because of financial and political coalitions built at the turn of the century that everybody's forgotten about, and we are dying because of it.
Well, you're absolutely right, and I want to continue going through the history, but also want to intersperse a bit of infomercialing here because it funds our operation, but that's secondary. It's because I've researched a lot of vitamins, a lot of minerals. And I want to address something here with you. I'm going to spring this on you and get your take on it. I mean, I know my dad's take, who actually is a doctor of dental surgery, but he was telling me this when I was a kid, and my research shows it. But the best stuff out there is longevity. We have it discounted at InfoWarsTeam.com. We've launched the new site, which is a little bit easier to use, InfoWarsHealth.com. It's got Aaron Dykes losing 92 pounds on polymers, beyond tangy tangerine, the essential fatty acids, and the rest of it. It's all there. None of this is even advertised as weight loss. I've lost over 40 pounds. In fact, I've never been somebody that just constantly takes stuff because it is a regimen. And so I've still been doing it, but not five times a day like you're supposed to, the different stuff. And I've just gone back on it full time about 2 weeks ago and lost now 10 pounds. I'd lost 42, gained back a few. Now I'm still a little bit chubby, folks, but if you saw me, you know, I'm going to do some before and after when I'm actually standing up, not squatting over here. I mean, look at my face. It's a huge difference what's happened. Aaron, in a year, 92 pounds, kept it off now for 6 months. Amazing, because he heard pharmacist Ben Fuchs and others and actually followed it. And, you know, instead of eating that late night snack, takes their proprietary mix of essential fatty acids, the rest of it. If you go to InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com, in fact, we'll put that on screen for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. You can sign up to be a distributor for $10 and get big discounts. You can also sign up for auto ship and get free shipping. And it's not that hard to do, but if you're not very technical like me, sometimes you need to be walked through it. So there is a toll-free number there on the site, so you can get auto shipper. Get more into the history here in a moment. But did you know you can get free shipping at InfoWarsHealth.com? The best results with these products come when you adhere to the regime. I wrote this, folks, with Richard Reeves. It's true. You've got to adhere to it. And it all tastes good and it's great, but, I mean, it's a full spectrum. Auto ship ensures your supplements are always available. Everybody should also store this stuff. You need to stockpile it. Longevity has one of the few auto ship programs that is versatile. They welcome, yeah, there's some, it's so versatile, that's why it gets confusing. They welcome customers to modify their product order each month. You can choose from 400 great products. The full catalog is at InfoWarsHealth.com. By starting your auto ship, not only will you be saving money, more importantly, you will be assuring that by having your daily regimen available, you will be able to better enjoy your health, vitality, and anti-aging for you and your family. For more information or to get help with your auto ship profile, send an email to Catherine at InfoWars.com. That's Catherine at InfoWars.com. I'm hiring some more customer service folks out of the ranks of distributors right now. Catherine, InfoWars.com. That's linked at InfoWarsHealth.com. And it's got the Ben Fuchs interview up there and Aaron's 9-minute testimonial before and afters. It's all there at InfoWarsHealth.com. Now, we're going to break here in a few minutes, but what makes me angry is that I only promote what I believe in. And I've seen people like Ted Anderson's dad come back from not knowing who he is to knowing who he is and being able to go fishing in just a few months on just a few products like the essential fatty acids and the Beyond Tangy Tangerine and pollen burst and things. And the doctor, Ted's told this, it makes me almost want to cry. He's authorized me to say this. The doctor's God, though. And they went and tested his blood. They said, you have vitamin K in your blood. And he said, yeah. And they go, no leafy vegetables. Well, I'm taking this Beyond Tangy Tangerine. He didn't even want to see the bottle. They just said, no. Well, I mean, no wonder his dad's got his skin rotting off. He's basically got scurvy. They put him on Coumadin, even though he's never had a stroke. And the doctor's God, and now his dad doesn't know who he is. Now, I hate to have a sales pitch on that, but it's true. We can save lives here. Okay, this is a win-win-win-win-win. Sure, it funds the InfoWar. You get discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com, but that isn't even what matters. I'm watching my mother, who's a triathlete, get go back 10 years in her health and everything. I mean, she's going to do a testimonial. I've been too busy. My dad was like, oh, yeah, vitamins. He's like, wow, these are good. I mean, what's going on here? I mean, the system has to know all this. If my dad knew this from taking biology at UT about trace elements and stuff needed with all the other vitamins, they've got to know. So they're covering this up so we will be sick.
Well, they fired Dr. Wallach in the 70s because he discovered the cause and the cure for cystic fibrosis. He discovered that it was caused by a selenium deficiency in the pregnant mother, and they fired him. And that's why Dr. Wallach chose on purpose to set Longevity up as a networked business, because he knew right from the get-go that the front door of medicine is guarded by Big Pharma. So guess what? We're going through the back door with a grassroots coalition of the informed.
That's right. We're going to come back on the other side and continue with the diabolical history of this. And then I'm going to ask the question, why are the trace elements needed, like a tiny amount of arsenic? Yes, that's in some of the products. We'll explain this when we come back. Stay with us. My friends, it is so diabolical what's happening. I've got some other key questions for our guest who joins us right now. The USA is 50th in the world for longevity now. We used to be right up at the top, some of the longest lived. Number of class action lawsuits against drug companies exploding. Alzheimer's skyrocketing. There's a whole bunch of stuff we got to move through quickly here with Dr. Peter Glidden. And again, he is the host of a Monday through Friday show right here on the GCN Radio Network. Find out more at GCNLive.com, 4 to 5 p.m. Central, absolutely essential. FireYourMDNow.com is his site. Again, continuing here, explain what the Mighty 90 are. Explain, because a lot of other mineral companies, well, most of them, I've seen some of the really top of the line, though. I noticed this at Whole Foods, too. They will have a little bit of arsenic, a little bit of this and that. And I remember years ago researching that and finding out. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. If you don't have those, they don't unlock the vitamins and minerals working together because that stuff is naturally out there. And so that's why it's in there. That's why it works so well. And also the longevity vitamins and minerals, they're not synthetic, made in a factory. That's the byproduct of the chemical industry. So many of the vitamins you buy are from synthetic dead sources. They can call it vitamin A. They can call it vitamin K, but it's not really. So explain that to people because, I mean, it's on some of the tags that some of these trace elements are there in just absolutely infinitesimal amounts on purpose. And people are like, I found this. I've caught you. When from my research, that's what makes it so good is that it actually has everything. Explain that to us.
Well, you don't know what you don't know. And when the wonderful world of biochemistry, especially when it comes to nutritional biochemistry, there's only a handful of people in the whole country that have a clue and that have any clinical experience with this, right? So the thing about longevity's nutritional supplements, the thing about any nutritional supplement is the recipe, right? It's just like wine. All wine is made from grapes, but there's a great deal of difference between Annie Boonspring's green apple wine and a nice, you know, California Cabernet. They're all made from grapes. Well, what's the difference? Well, how they're made, where the grapes came from, like chicken soup. What's the difference? The recipe. You know, the great thing, I've been doing this, Alex, for 24 years. I have been involved with holistic medicine for 24 years. I used to work for a vitamin company that only sold to doctors, you know, high-quality nutraceutical vitamins. And as God is my witness, since I have been using the longevity supplements and following Dr. Wallach's methods, I don't even know what planet I'm on anymore because the results that I've seen with my patients are breathtaking and eclipse anything that I had previously seen. And there has to be a reason. Well, what's the reason? The reason is the longevity nutritional supplements are formulated from $25 million of federally funded research, 26,000 autopsies, 10 million blood chemistries and histopathologies, and then over three decades of clinical application by licensed naturopathic physicians. We are the ones in the world who are trained in the therapeutic application of this stuff. This is our wheelhouse. We know this stuff cold. And, you know, when you know your stuff and you put together the right recipe, it generates results. And results is the key. In the last year, the longevity company has increased its sales by 1,100% in this economy. Why is that? Because it works. Why does it work? Because it is informed by science and clinical
application. That's right. It's traded on the stock market. License. If people don't know, you can go read their corporate quarterly report. Just came out last week. I was reading it. A lot of that's also our show promoting it, but it was already growing exponentially, buying up hundreds of other vitamin and mineral companies that Dr. Wallach, you know, looks at and, you know, knows has the formula. That's why everything is there at InfoWarsHealth.com. Now explain what the trace elements do, why some of the products have small amounts of things that people have been taught are poisonous.
Well, because, you know, they've been taught that these things are poisonous by people that have no clinical experience with medical nutrition, and this is the problem. You know, we get medical doctors telling people about vitamins even though they have no training.
Yeah, they're saying don't even take vitamin K. They're saying that's poisonous. Yeah.
Well, there should be a law against that. You know, there should be a law, but the medical doctor can say whatever the heck they want because we've been brainwashed for 100 years.
Why do you want a tiny amount of arsenic? Why do you want a tiny amount of arsenic?
Because your body needs it, because it's cardioprotective. Arsenic actually helps your body to prevent the formation of leukemia. It's anti-cancer, right? You need a little bit of 90 essential nutrients. There are 90 essential nutrients that the human body needs, and you can't get them from food. It's only a matter of time until your body runs out of something, and then something breaks, and then you go to a medical doctor, and he throws a drug at it. That's why we have a problem.
Isn't arsenic a treatment for a whole bunch of stuff? I mean, isn't it used to treat cancer?
It is. Arsenic is. It used to be used to treat cancer in very progressive hospitals before chemotherapy came about in Boston. You need a little bit of arsenic. You need a little bit of lead. Your DNA is made from lead. If you don't have enough lead, you're not going to have good DNA. You need little bits of nutrients, you know, across the board. Now, listen, too much of anything will kill you. Too much sunlight will kill you. Too much calcium will kill you. Too much of anything will kill you. But it is virtually
Well, that's right.
Impossible.
Isn't there a compound that breaks down into cyanide in the pits of cherries and other fruits? And that's a well-known cancer treatment, and it's been connected to super advanced longevity, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. And see, this is all of this medical nutrition stuff is in the domain of information that people didn't even know they didn't know. And there's only a handful of us in the country that have clinical and scientific experience with this. This is cutting edge stuff, folks. This is not old-fashioned medical nutrition. This is new-fashioned medical nutrition. Guess what? You need a little bit of arsenic. You need a little bit of lead. You need a little bit of chromium. And you need the full complement of 90 essential nutrients.
But instead, they give us massive amounts of fluoride that blocks all that out. And according to even medical doctors I've had it on, like Dr. Blaylock, it is actually an adjuvant accelerating all the other artificial chemicals they put in the water on purpose. Explain what fluoride does in the body.
Fluoride decreases your IQ. They did a retrospective study 20 years ago when they took two villages in India. And the only difference in there were about 25,000 people in each village. The only difference was that in one village had fluoridated water, the other one did not. After they started fluoridating the water in that one village, within 5 years, the IQ of the people in that village had significantly reduced. If you're drinking fluoridated water, you are being dumbed down.
Now, continuing along this line, where do you expect all of this to go? How bad do you expect all of this to get as it comes out that Big Pharma knowingly is killing us, when it comes out they're eugenicists, when it comes out that all the ultra-rich already knew about trace elements and you know they had my studies 50 years ago, they already know about all this. What's going to happen? I mean, will they just keep getting away with it forever, or is there any type of reckoning?
No, there's no type of reckoning. They're going to keep getting away from it forever. For goodness sake, Bayer Aspirin, the Bayer Pharmaceutical Company, was a member of a coalition of German pharmaceutical companies in World War II. They built a pharmaceutical plant next to one of the concentration camps. They used the inmates to experiment on. They used the inmates to make the Zyklon B gas that killed the Jews and the gypsies and everybody else in the concentration camps. And now, one of the companies that did that, one of the companies complicit in war crimes, is selling your children aspirin for profit in the United States. There is so much money and control in the pharmaceutical industry that trying to fight them head on is a fool's errand. That's why Youngevity was set up as a grassroots network marketing company, because we're not going through the front door. We can't fight Big Pharma. Nobody can. How are we going to beat them? We're going to stop using them. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're suffering from a chronic health condition, the best possible thing you can do is fire your MD, join Youngevity, get on board with Dr. Wallach's nutritional supplements, his health recovery formulas, because healing is easy. It's easy, folks. We need to build a grassroots coalition of the informed so you recover your health and you tell your friends and your family and your church members. And before you know it, your whole town is on this bandwagon. And before you know it, your whole state is on this bandwagon. And everybody's getting healthy, and that's how we're going to do it, because we get results where nobody else does, and that's what gets me out of bed in the morning. There's no way on God's green earth we are ever going to be able to fight the pharmaceutical industry. So what do? Just say no to drugs.
I agree with you. And again, folks, you can sign up and get discounts, free shipping, you name it, all available at InfoWarsHealth.com. We've launched that new site. We also have InfoWarsTeam.com if you want to become a distributor. But you can sign up both places to get the discounts. You can sign up for auto ship and get free shipping all at InfoWarsHealth.com. That is the new site. And the other site's great, but this one works even better and is easier to navigate. You can also call if you have any questions. They can help you sign up for auto ship or become a distributor. And we'll put that number briefly here back on screen, and I will read that to people. 877-551-1301, 877-551-1301. I promote in the free market and free exchange of ideas and our ancient basic human right of free association, things I use, things I believe in. You know, guns I believe in, water filters I believe in, and that's how we fund ourselves. I promote what I use, what I take. The whole office uses the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, the Pollen Burst Plus. I mean, I've got, you know, dentists that work with my dad all on it, freaking out how good it is. It's all available at InfoWarsHealth.com or InfoWarsTeam.com, and I want to challenge you to go there today. But again, it's a big part of the solution. The globalists do not want us. Look, alternative health is the fastest growing thing in this country. It's panicking the globalists. We've got to race and get bigger than they are and get strong so we can defeat them. We have to have capital. That means you have to have capital and you have to have health. We believe in defeating the enemy through prosperity. They tell you that you're supposed to, if you're fighting corruption, live under a bridge or, you know, live out in the wilderness or something. No, we are here. We are here to occupy. We are here to take America back from the globalists that have hijacked it. We are restorationist. Okay. In the spirit of liberty, the spirit of 1776, we're the good guys. And it's so easy to be good. It's so easy. There's all these great blessings out there. There's all these wonderful things out there. There's all these things that work. Just do the opposite of what the globalists say and you'll do great. I mean, it's really pretty darn simple. The globalists are for it. I'm against it. I mean, it really comes down to that in the final equation. But go to InfoWarsHealth.com and watch the video of Aaron Dykes, because we have him on TV over the year. So we have all the clips of him losing. In fact, Aaron's getting back from visiting his girlfriend in Germany. We met at Bilderberg a year and a half ago protesting him and covering it. And I'm going to do one that shows all of it over a year, because we just show, you know, a couple shots of him losing weight. We're going to put one together where it really shows it almost at a time lapse. That video, again, is up at InfoWarsHealth.com. But enough of me ranting. You sent me just piles of documents, Dr. Glidden, of things to go over. And we've got the World Fact Book. We're not just saying we're 50th. In the world, behind every other industrialized nation, we are dead last when we were one of the longest living cultures. What, about 100 years ago, the numbers were about number three behind Japan and Italy. Now we are the shortest lifespan, despite all the Darth Vader technology. They can't keep people alive. They make you sick and then suck everything out of you. This is such a great plan the Rockefellers and Carnegies came up with to extract everything. Talk about that. Talk about what their infant mortality is skyrocketing. Everything's going to hell in a handbag. They know what they're doing.
Yeah, they do. They know what they're doing. I think it's a plan. I think it borders on eugenics. You know, there is, the game is afoot here. I mean, let's just take a look at the statistics. While the MDs have been controlling the medical marketplace in the last 100 years in the United States, the rates of heart disease have remained unchanged, right? But that's in the face of $25 billion, that's billion with a B, $25 billion of statin drug sales a year, $25 billion of statin drugs a year, and heart disease rates are the same. Well, I thought heart disease was related to cholesterol. Well, no, it's not. There's no relationship between high cholesterol and heart disease. It does not exist. But guess what cholesterol is related to? Cholesterol is related to the health of your central nervous system, your brain. Cholesterol is so important to the human body, your liver makes it. 75% of your central nervous system is made from cholesterol, and guess what? 95% of the part of your brain that's affected by Alzheimer's disease is made from cholesterol. So when you drive cholesterol into the ditch with statin drugs, fat-free diets, and exercise, imagine that. Heart disease remains unchanged, but Alzheimer's has skyrocketed from obscurity to the sixth leading cause of death. From our point of view, Alzheimer's is a cholesterol deficiency, which is generated by your
MD. And by the way, retired top brain surgeon who did the research, and Dr. Blaylock agrees with you. He says it is a crime. It is basically a chemical weapon that literally rots your brain. And now they've got a war against egg yolks. Now they're going after what many doctors have described as the perfect food, skewing all these numbers. I had Ben Fuchs on last week going over those fraudulent numbers. I mean, they are assaulting everything good.
It's crazy. And, you know, autism used to be 1 out of 10,000 kids born autistic. Now it's 1 out of 88. 1 out of 88. Obesity. 30% of the country is obese. It's tripled in the pediatric population in the last 20 years, all while the MDs have been driving the bus. And what do we do? We continue to go back to him. We continue to give him our hard-earned money every month, even when we don't see him in the form of medical insurance.
People act like it's a treat to take their kids to the doctor every week for no reason. People act like it's a treat to be put on all these drugs. People, they just love it. It's like worshiping him. It's like
It is. This is how bad it's gotten. I mean, we genuflect at this altar all the time. It has been brainwashed into our brains that the medical doctor knows what's best for you, but they don't. They only know what they've been trained.
And by the way, let me just politely correct you. Surgery. That number's about 2 years old, you gave, of the 180 something. We've got WebMD here. These numbers just came out a few months ago. It's now 1 in 50-something with boys. We'll put it back on screen there here in just a moment because I almost corrected you when you said that, and then they actually pulled it up. Yeah, autism hits 1 in 88 kids on average, 1 in 54 boys, and some numbers are now 1 in 30-something boys and 1 in 50-something if you average them together. I know South Korea is even worse, but the point is that boys don't have as strong a blood-brain barrier. I've had medical doctors on, and all the stuff we're doing, the GMO, the shots, all of it, it's going into the brain. From your research, and I know it's a cocktail, what's causing the explosion of neurological disorders?
Wheat, barley, rye, and oats. Wheat, barley, rye, and oats. Let me say that one more time. Whole wheat, barley, rye, and oats. Oatmeal. That's right, folks. Oatmeal. The gluten protein in these grains is almost impossible for your digestive system to digest. And so guess what? It doesn't. When you get undigested gluten rumbling through your intestinal tract, it destroys the tissue that absorbs nutrients. Gluten accelerates nutrient deficiency diseases and makes you sick.
And it makes toxic compounds that your kids are drunk on, basically the brain damages them. We'll be right back. Stay with us. More key intel straight ahead. InfoWarsHealth.com. The revolution starts there in health. We'll be back.
We've got it. This transmission is coming to you. All right, you are go.
Well, my friends, this has really moved quickly. Diabetes. I want to talk about this with Dr. Glidden. They talk about type 2 being up in some groups more than 3,000%. Cancer is off the charts pediatric, off the charts everywhere else. The U.S. is leading the world now in brain cancer, skin cancer, colon cancer, liver cancer, just everything. What is going on? What is happening on that front? Because I've looked at analysis that Americans ate more calories in the 50s and 60s, I mean, that was unhealthy. It was chicken fried steaks every night, big hamburgers. People were skinny as rails. I mean, I talked to my grandmother about what they ate. I mean, people pigged out. People drank, you know, Coca-Cola with cocaine in it. Now people are just blowing up. What's happening there?
Well, all chronic disease is caused by nutrient deficiencies. This is our biggest message here, right? Type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, obesity, fibromyalgia, arthritis, all of these conditions have their roots in not enough nutrients. Now, the body has the need for 90 essential nutrients, and it is impossible to get all 90 of those nutrients just from food. You can't do it because the lion's share of the nutrients, the minerals, 60 minerals your body needs every day, like calcium and selenium, those are only found in the soil. Animals can't make minerals and plants can't make minerals. If the mineral isn't in the soil, it's not in the plant. If it's not in the plant, it's not in you. It's not in the cow. It's not in the cow's milk, whatever. Unless you're supplementing with a good, high-quality nutritional supplement, it is only a matter of time until your body runs out of the stuff that it needs and then something breaks. Selenium is a perfect example. Selenium supplementation was proven in 1998 and published in the Journal of the American Medical Association by a guy named Larry Clark. Selenium supplementation at 200 micro.
All right, we just lost his Skype for a moment. Start over. Your Skype cut out there for a second, Doc.
All right. Breast cancer selenium supplementation reduces the occurrence of breast cancer by 82%. It reduces the occurrence of prostate cancer.
But instead, let's not tell the women. Instead, let's just not tell them and not ask, why is everybody getting breast cancer? It's, oh, let's just try to find a cure. Well, how about don't get it and take selenium?
And how about the cure was proven to be ineffective in an exhaustive 14-year study that was published 5 years ago in the Journal of Clinical Oncology? They did a 14-year study. They looked at adults who had developed cancer and were treated with chemotherapy. And their results, which were published in the Journal of Clinical Oncology, 97% of the time, chemotherapy does not work.
And instead kills you. And instead kills you.
97% of the time.
And instead kills you. But now they're taking people, now they're making everybody take chemotherapy.
It's crazy. I mean, medicine in the United States is not results-driven. It is profits-driven. And you need to understand that. Everybody listening needs to understand that. When you're putting your toe into an industry, in the waters of an industry that's for profit, man, it's just, you need help.
Well, we need to take on this crocodile, and we got to get big to do that. And we have the buying power, voting with our dollars, to make all the food organic. We've got the voting power to shut down the TSA going on the streets of America. We've got the voting power to really push real nutrition out in the open. You vote with your dollars, InfoWarsHealth.com. But just as important, you educate people. You take the video of this radio interview, the video side of it, and you pay it forward. You send it to friends and family. Because the globalist cannot succeed if you're informed, period.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
What we are looking at is good and evil, right and wrong.
A new world order.
A new world order.
But wait a minute. They say that the world government doesn't exist as they announce it on the news. I mean, you go to a mental institution if you don't love big government. What about this new thing where if you don't like the medical system, they put you in a mental institution? If you don't like the wars, if you don't like torture, they're putting you in mental institutions. This has always gone on. They did it to Ernest Hemingway because he thought the FBI was harassing him. Turned out they were breaking in his house, tapping his phone, stuff like that. And then, oh, you're crazy. No one broke in your house. You're going to get electroshock therapy. It's therapy for us to brain damage you. I mean, how far will it go? Because obviously there's a revolution of ideas taking place, but the system is going hog wild crazy, Dr. Glidden.
Forewarned is forearmed, Alex, and knowledge is power, and you don't know what you don't know. And as God is my witness, when it comes to medical nutrition, healing is easy. I mean, it is easy. If you've got a chronic health condition, folks, and you think that you need the only people that can help you are working in multi-million-dollar high-tech medical facilities with white coats and stethoscopes, you're wrong. Healing is easy. Your body knows how to fix itself. Your body wants to fix itself. All you need to do to facilitate that is you need to stop eating food that's gumming up the works, and you need to fill your body's nutritional tank up every day with the healthy start pack.
I got to stop you. Folks, show my middle finger here. And I've had a lot of injuries. I had a rocket that didn't go off, fireworks, for about a minute. I went and picked it up, and it shot off. It blew a hole in my finger about a quarter inch deep, almost down to the bone. Everybody saw it on TV. People were freaking out. 2 weeks later, it was healed. It's still pink skin. It was healed. I mean, skin blasted off, big black burn mark. And it is miraculous. I'm telling you, since I've been taking Beyond Tangy Tangerine and the other products, it healed. The hole healed faster than when I was a child with injuries like this. I mean, what happened there, Dr. Glidden?
Well, it's because your body had all the raw materials that it needed to fix itself. So guess what? It fixed itself. And this is our simple message, right? This is the fundamental thing that the MD isn't trained in and that they just don't get. Your body has the ability to fix itself. The only reason that you get sick in the first place is because your body's run out of the stuff it needs to keep the joints healthy, to keep the heart healthy, to keep the liver healthy. It's not genetic. Your chronic illness isn't genetic. It's not a voodoo curse, and it's not caused by aging. Your body has just run out of the stuff it needs. You know, there's things we need to do to survive on planet Earth. We got to purify water. We have to build houses and protect ourselves from the elements, right? Well, we need to eliminate our waste, right? Sewage treatment plants. Well, there's one more thing we need to do. We need to scour the planet, find the 90 essential nutrients, put them together in bioavailable, friendly recipes, and swallow them. When you provide your body with all of the raw materials that it needs every day, it is a game changer. If you had seen one-tenth of the things that I've seen people recover from, there would be a line outside of every Longevity Associates, you know, house in this country, because this is the best-kept secret in medicine. Your body wants to fix itself. It can fix itself. All it needs is the proper nutrition to do it. And the best place to start is the Healthy Start Pack, the Alex Pack.
Well, you're right, and I just want to thank you for coming back on. We got to get you back up for another time just to take calls. And I promise, because people have requested it, we'll have Dr. Glidden back in the next month for an hour and a half, if he can do it, just to take your phone calls and your questions, because of all the guests we have on, people love hearing Dr. Glidden and Dr. Wallach. And thank you so much for spending time with us.
Always a pleasure, Alex. Keep all up right. The good work.
Pleasure having you. All right, perfect interview. Other than his audio being delayed, but that's fine. Hey, Skype, at least we've got video of him. I mean, can't complain too much about all this technology. Huge retransmission coming up with the lawyer for the Marine grab for his political speech, who is a listener. And I got Stuart Rhodes on the nightly news tonight, 7 o'clock. With Darren McBreen, myself, and more. Great job to the crew.